Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Napoleon on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Napoleon.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
Baby,
too popular to cop them pies. I'm taking it back too serious. Feel my demise, Jay, this like tape mix. Watch me ride, basics in the basement. Wasted, packed to my dog for advice. And when he can't say no, my hatred is the future. Give me a sign, and I let the world know that the city is mine.
Thank you. right, welcome everybody to the Don and Corleone Show, podcasting live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. This is the Don and Corleone Show, and I am your host, Don and Corleone. Please believe. Georgia Gossip in the building. If you have not, please do so just for me. If you do anything for me, just do one thing for me. Join Georgia Gossip. .name.com, that's G-E-O-R-G-I-A, gossip, G-O-S-S-I-P, .name.com for me, please. And also, I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Don and Corleone Show. You know, I put in the chat room, what up to all the chatters in the VIP chat room. It just dawned on me, seriously, that I had no idea that rest is so important. I thought that people were telling me that I need to rest and chill out and lay down and stay in the house and shit. I really thought they were trying to, you know, tell me that, you know, to stop me from achieving, you know what I'm saying, my success, you know, because I'm an obsessive worker, you know what I'm saying? I don't stop until I get, in a sense, what's considered tired. And if I'm not tired, I keep going till the sun come up and till the sun come down. So, but I did get my rest. I just want to put that on record. It is important. I can feel a difference. I listened to the show yesterday, too, you know, this equality thing stayed on me. You know what I'm saying? The equality of male and female. Okay, are you there? My cat just pulled the plug. Get you, Warrior, can you get him for me and put him out the office? Anyway, but yeah, workaholic. Thank you. I'm addicted to work, and that's my alcohol, okay? It's so much more that I want to do in regards to work, but shit, thank you, Navi. You know, I'm working on knocking out so many things at one time, but I'm still not there yet. You know what that means? It means that I put on a double load of things, you know what I'm saying? Double up on my workload. Anyway, but I was, you know, listening to the equality thing, and I said, okay, we got to, you know, strive to, I guess, overstand what equality is, because equality, of course, is not in one sense that it is true and not in another sense that it's not true. So we'll talk about that, too. All right? I got the news coming up next. And also, let me go ahead and give y'all this one, the flashback jam of the day, and it's interesting that this would also be the flashback jam of the day, as like it was yesterday with Tina Marie and Rick James, Fire and Desire. For those who don't know, Bernie Wilson of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, he passed away at 64. Bernie Wilson, a baritone member of the Rhythm and Blues group that produced the 1972 hit If You Don't Know Me By Now, has passed. Wilson, 64, died earlier Sunday at Crescent View Center in New Jersey following a stroke and a heart attack. His cousin Faith said Monday, Philadelphia International Records, the former record company for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, said Wilson's death or passing leaves Lloyd Parks as the sole surviving member of the group's lineup at the time. The lineup also featured Teddy Pendergrass and Lawrence Brown. The group produced a string of R&B hits in the 70s and helped define the sound of Philadelphia. If You Don't Know Me By Now, topped the R&B charts and made the top five on the pop charts. The hits that follow included I Miss You, Bad Luck, Wake Up Everybody, and the dance track The Love I Lost, which has been credited as one of the first disco records, according to All Music Guide biography on the Billboard website. All right, rest in peace, Bernie Wilson. We already know you before, because goddamn, when there comes death, there is always life. So the flashback jam of the day is Wake Up Everybody, all right? That's flashback jam of the day. We'll be right back. I got the news coming up next. And also, this is the flashback jam of the day. All right. We'll be right back. Thank you.
up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment Day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help, dead boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be.
Ain't
doing it alone.
Ain't doing it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Don't use the dope.
need a color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
The extended version. They never played the whole song on the radio. You feel me? Anyway, rest in peace, Bernie Wilson, one of the members of the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. This is actually, you know what I'm saying, commemorating actually Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I was thinking, I totally forgot. You know, sometimes you forget things. And just listening to this song, you know, I had the honor and the pleasure of interviewing Teddy Pendergrass. Oh my God, in 2002, before he passed. So I just, it reminded me that I did interview Teddy Pendergrass in Miami. Such an honor and a pleasure. And also Lenny Wilson and Clarence Carter and Betty Wright and all that good stuff. So I just, it just took me back to, I guess, to what Aminty was saying, that the soul basically has been lost in our music. And shit, like, what the fuck, you know, something's going to have to change, correct? That, which reminds me that you guys deaded a song written by Alvin Perry on the Dead or Alive session yesterday, which is a very motivating song. Ha! Incredible. And you know what? Let me tell you, I was interested. Something that I learned that, you know, when we're talking about our music, the record execs from what is considered the major record companies, they have a distaste for what is considered progressive music. They call it progressive music in regards to our music. Anything is progressive, they won't put their money behind it, and they call it progressive hip-hop or progressive R&B or progressive urban music. They are not backing that, and that's interesting, is that I see why now, because based on the song Move Your Feet or Moving It Through or something that I played by Alvin Perry yesterday, it was only a few people that actually said it was alive while others said it was dead. So, you know, it makes sense. Like, we really want some type of soulful music back, some type of music that really could help us get through the day, make us feel better. It's not one that y'all can actually listen to right now today that's out right now and say, this music changed my life. Unless you're on the gospel side of the genre or country music, because I like country music as well. So, you know, one of those gospel or country music. But there's not a song out here today that said that this music has changed my life, this song. There ain't a song that's out. If it is, let me know. Call in. I want to know what song is it, and we'll start playing it every day. If it changed yours, I'm sure it'll change somebody else's. All right? Anyway, I got the news. Here it is, man. Oh, my God. What's next? Teenager charged with breaking into Tyler Perry's home. Jermaine Dupri's home is also in foreclosure. I won't even talk about JD because, you know, we just became, you know, cool again. All right, a teenager has been arrested and charged with breaking and entering into Tyler Perry's home. According to the AJC, Chloe Ware, 18 years old, was caught within moments after breaking into the actor and playwright's mansion on Paces Ferry in Atlanta. Perry's bodyguard caught Ware around 4 a.m. last Thursday, but two others escaped, police said. Ware was booked and released on her own recognizance. The career criminal has been arrested in the past for auto theft and shoplifting, among other charges. Perry recently offered to rebuild the burned-out home of an 85-year-old Atlanta woman who narrowly escaped the fire with her 4-year-old great-granddaughter. Speaking of mansions, word has it that music producer turned DJ Jermaine Dupri's Paces Ferry home and studio are headed toward foreclosure. Friend says that Dupri, who recently laid off his entire staff at So-So Def Records, is hemorrhaging money due to his insatiable appetite for strippers. Incredible. Let me just say something real quick in regards to this, JD. First of all, JD did not lay off his entire staff for the, well, I ain't going to say he did, well, he didn't lay off all his entire staff. The majority of them quit because they wasn't getting paid, all right? Let me put that on record because I got some friends that used to work for him during that time. And, okay, he has an appetite for strippers. Incredible, man. And Janet said, nigga, I got to go. This is not the motherfucking, this is not the control I was asking for when I was 18. This is not going to happen. Ain't no way in hell, nigga. I'm going to stand by this shit and let you just sink this goddamn boat. Speaking of that. Most women don't stand by that shit anyway. They bounce. They get the fuck on, especially if you're not listening. If you're not paying attention, if you're not, you know, getting your discipline up together, you know, figuring out what's the most important thing at home, a woman ain't finna sit by and let you sink the whole goddamn boat with her in it. She out. She out. She got to go. Ain't no way. You got to go, boo-boo. Big ups to Janet Jackson for common sense. Thank you, Janet. Ain't nothing like common sense on the planet. Big ups to Janet Jackson for common sense. So y'all brothers take heed today. You sinking a goddamn boat, that chick ain't finna goddamn drown with your ass. Off the motherfucking rip, I'm putting it on the record. Yep, she ain't gonna sink. She gonna get the fuck on and walk right into the hands of a multi-billionaire. Big ups, Janet Jackson. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing. Fuck what you heard, goddammit. All right, moving right along, all right? Sad news, though, in Haiti. Five Haitian teens found dead in Florida motel room. The bodies of five Haitian teenagers were found Monday in a Florida motel room by a housemaid who peeked in a window. The bodies were laying on and around a bed at the El Presidente Motel in Florida, just north of Miami, near the Miami International Airport. Police says the teens who rented the $62 night room on Sunday to celebrate a friend's birthday died from carbon monoxide poisoning after they left a car running in the garage directly beneath their room. What? The car was still running when police arrived. The room is sealed shut like it was an aircraft. One of the victim's friends, Junior Reeves, 26, told the Miami Herald, this is a hotel room. You've got to have vents. A minor incident could cause a big tragedy. The dead boys are identified as Evans Charles, 19, Jonas Antoner, 18, Peterson Nazan, 17, and Jean Perry, 16. They came from the neighboring Little Haiti cultural enclave in Miami. No drugs or alcohol were found in the room. Carol Zogby, the spokesman for the police in Florida, in Hialeah, Florida, said the death seems like this is a tragic accident. The boys borrowed a Kia from a friend to make the short trip to the motel. About an hour before they arrived, the engine was jump-started by another friend, identified in the Miami Herald as Maxon Ofi, 18 years old. Ofi, who grew up with the five dead teenagers, said they had left the car running in the single-car garage under the room because they were afraid it wouldn't start again. A door at the base of the staircase leading up to the room from the garage was propped open, allowing deadly, odorless gas to seep into the room. All right. Peterson Nazan's mother, who arrived from Little Haiti, couldn't contain her grief at the scene. They killed my son. They killed my son, she cried in Creole. She told the Miami Herald She had been phoning the room all morning. Nobody answered. Little Haiti was established in Miami in 1980s by the Haitian immigrants who arrived by boat after fleeing famine, poverty, and persecution in Haiti. Ironically, Hialeah is where Cuban migrants settled after fleeing communism in Cuba in the 80s. So my hearts and our prayers goes out to the family of those five young teenagers who passed. Incredible, not good at all. All right, on the other side of town, moving quickly, rolling swiftly in the hoop to ride, DMX moved to the mental health unit due to an undiagnosed mental condition. I love me some DMX. I love me some DMX. It's really fucked up about what he's going through. I really don't like that. I really don't like that. Rapper Earl Simmons, better known as DMX, is housed in a mental health unit at an Arizona State Prison Complex facility called Alhambra near 25th Street in Von Buren. DMX was sentenced to a year in jail minus 113 days served on December 16th after he pleaded guilty to violating the terms of his probation. At his sentencing, Judge Kristen Mullinox told him she believes he has an undiagnosed mental condition, possibly bipolar disorder. DMX managers Nakia Walker wouldn't comment specifically on whether DMX might have a mental disorder, but she says she wasn't surprised when he was moved to the mental health unit. The rapper himself always has refused to comment on speculation about his mental state. In 2001, he threatened to beat up writer William Shaw for asking about it in a Blender magazine interview. Way too personal, DMX said. The embattled hip-hop star is incarcerated for the 13th time. His record includes more than 25 arrests across the nation, 11 felony convictions, and 15 misdemeanor convictions. Arizona Department of Correction files confirmed that DMX was admitted to Flamenco Mental Health Unit at Alhambra on December 20th. According to Walker, he would not be allowed to have visitors for 30 days. DMX, come on, baby, please get your shit together. If he is diagnosed, here's my thing, because I'm a lawyer of the law. Yes, I am. If he is diagnosed with a mental disorder, once they find out what it is, I'm sure they will have to drop them goddamn charges. You feel me? Because, you know, if you sane and you doing some stupid shit, then you deserve to be in jail. But if you is fucked up mentally, then you need some help. You feel me? If you're going to rehabilitate prisoners from breaking the law, then mental institutions supposed to reinstate the mind, get the mind back right, get the mind healthy and all that good stuff. That's what I say. Mental health institutions. All right. What else? Oh, Lil Mama gets booed at Chris Brown concert. I got the video up. Go to georgiagossip.neen.com to check it out at your leisure. The last time we heard from Lil Mama, she was just hopped on stage uninvited with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys at the 2009 MTV VMAs, right? When she popped on a stage at Chris Brown's recent Christmas Eve concert in New York City, she probably wishes more than ever that she had stayed in a seat. Brown invited Lil Mama on stage to kick a freestyle at his all-black extravaganza show, which took place in New York City's Webster Hall venue. However, those in attendance weren't impressed with her skills and began booing her. Check out the video on georgiagossip.neen.com. It's on the front page on the blog. All right, that's your news for today. And, shit, I mean, where do we begin after this? All right, I'm going to play another flashback, or the same flashback is up to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Bernie Wilson from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. From my understanding, there's only one survivor left of that group, in a sense, one that's still alive, surviving death, right? Survivor, you know what I'm saying? One that's still alive today. And so this is, and remember, you know, James Brown passed. So, shit, you know, let's go to, fuck it, let's go to James Brown. We'll be right back.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to hear. pressure the response. I feel nice. Pressure the response.
blogtalkradio.com. Please believe it, WGAG-radio, Georgia Gossip, the Don Nicolione Show. Also, today is the day for the teleconference interview, December 28th today. That teleconference interview is $25 if you have not actually sent it to via PayPal to SophiaStewart10@yahoo.com account on PayPal. Once you do that, send the receipt to spiritwisdom7@gmail.com to receive, I'm sorry, spiritwisdom7@hotmail.com. I made a big boo-boo yesterday saying Gmail is actually spiritwisdom7@hotmail.com to receive the phone number and your access code. If you did it and you didn't receive your phone number and your access code to get in, it's my fault. I apologize because it's spiritwisdom7@gmail.com. Once you purchase your place in the teleconference interview with Sophia Stewart, the mother of the Matrix and Terminator, teleconference going down today at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, all right? I just want to clear that up, you know, and make sure that you guys, if y'all are interested, that, you know, you pay your $25, baby, and enjoy the teleconference interview of Sophia Stewart. The interview is conducted by Offset Sekhmet, all right? So you guys have fun. Ask her a billion questions, please, and make sure it makes sense. We're talking about Sophia Stewart, all right? Seems like a very sensitive and serious and passionate woman about her work. So respect, 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 all right? Also, yeah, Lil Mama, Mama did pass during the time where she did get up on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. She actually say, once you see the video of Minty, she actually goes off on the crowd in a sense, in a real professional way. She goes off on the crowd that booed her at the Chris Brown show. And she basically say, listen, when you lost your mama, nigga, ain't too much shit y'all motherfuckers can do to me at the end of the goddamn day. So that's what she basically say, you know, to the crowd and shit. So, but that's that, all right? Now, let's talk money. Let's talk business. I just want to get this out, okay? You know, equality is a big thing for me, even though it appeared that in our conversation yesterday about male and female being equal, let me explain something. Now, I understand that most people would see it one side of equality, such as the male and female are equal. They're not equal until they become one. El Elo always, or the multi, or heavens, or earth, or whatever you want to call it, always enter into equal partnership. In relationships, we, not we, let me take my ass out of the equation. Most people will get into a relationship where it is not equal. So how can there be equality when there is no, when both parties are not equal to one another? You feel me? So if that makes sense, I just want to put that on record, you know, that if you have to make sure that you are in an equal relationship. If you are not in a, if your relationship is not equal, and trust me, everybody know whether or not their relationship is equal or not. And if it is not equal, then you should know what the fuck it is. You know, if you feeling, in other words, if your relationship is not equal, your relationship is imbalanced, period. At the end of the goddamn day, you have an imbalanced relationship. I'm not saying arguing makes the relationship unequal. It's okay to have spats. It's okay to have debates with your in your relationship. All that shit is good. It's fun because at least it allows communication. But when it turns into goddamn hollering and goddamn screaming and shit, y'all ain't getting nowhere. Y'all, now that becomes an imbalanced relationship. Thus, there is no equality in it. All right, so for those who want to goddamn carry a fucking poster that says equality in relationships and the male and female are equal only if they came into this in their relationship as equals, all right, I'm putting that shit on record, all right, because one male on one side of the motherfucking world is not equal to a woman that's on the other side of the world. And vice versa. I'm just putting all that shit on record because I just think that most people throw words out just to see what type of response they get. And because I'm on some other shit, equality to me is a whole nother fucking ball game. The way people use the word love, it's a whole nother ball game to me. It's on some other shit. Again, people, you know, downplay or love is overrated now because nobody understands the meaning of it, and now equality is the same goddamn thing because nobody understands the meaning of it. Amenti says, I don't think equality exists. I say it does only if everything is equal, only if it equals up, because the root word is equal. If 2 + 2 = 4, you feel me? It's just equals, and that equal sign is two lines, the same length, the same height, and still spaces apart, which where they're allowing the winds of heaven to still dance between them is the space between the one line and the line underneath. They're still allowing the universe or the heavens to dance between them. Equality, goddamn it, depending on if you are in an equal relationship. You ain't in an equal relationship, boo-boo, you're fucked. You ain't going to get nowhere. It has to be equal. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like half of the people on the planet think that there's not, if they're men, think that there's not a woman equal to them, and vice versa to women. They feel that there's not a man equal to them. If they have one sense of feeling that there is a man that's equal to them, then just wait for a minute. He'll show up or she'll show up. You know what I'm saying? But remember, El Elo always enters into equal partnership. You feel me? It has to be equal, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, all that goddamn shit. You feel me? Let's say goddamn one nigga know how to hunt and the chick know how to cook. That's equal to me. If you know how to bring the food in and she know how to cook, that's equality. Yes or no? You know? You feel me? If you know how to bring the money in and somebody knows how to balance the books, make sure that they invest in a dollar, spending a dollar, and saving a dollar, that's equality to me. You feel me? But if two people know how to do the same thing, yet they're lacking one, they're lacking another thing, both of them, let's say two, both of them know how to get the money, but none of them know how to balance the fucking money. Save a dollar, invest a dollar, spend a dollar, that's not an equal relationship. It's not going to get you nowhere. You ain't going to be able to do shit. You can't go travel. You can't goddamn college come. All hell breaks loose for that. Whatever. You know, it's just equality. There is a such thing as equality. I'm putting that shit on record. But knowing who you are equal to will bring out a greater and a better business or relationship. again, most people get into business relationships based on an idea, and because y'all both felt the same way about the idea, y'all feel that it's equal opportunity that you two both get into the relationship, the business relationship, and make something happen, and 9 times out of 10, it don't fucking happen. Why? Because either one don't know shit about business, just a great idea, and the other one don't know shit about how controlling the one that don't know shit about business to help further the business. Same thing. Equality is a motherfucker, all right? Equality. Equality is the shit, all right? This is the Don Corleone Show. Come on in. Make a comment. Call in 347-884-9239 is the call-in number, all right? And let's talk about equality. Here's my thing as well with equality. Again, when they say that male and female are equal, and some say that male and female are not equal, let me put this on record. For those that yelling and screaming and bitching that the female and male are equal, you know, and if all things are equal, then please make sure that your child, your babies, is as equal as your grown ass. Because if you're professing equality, then your baby should not be suffering. It shouldn't be whether or not I'm grown and you're not. There is inequality. There's no age. There's no color. There's no wealth stature on it. There, you feel me? There's no intellect more than the other. And if it's equal, it's all goddamn equal all around the goddamn board. Yes or no? And you can tell that most of these motherfuckers, most of these people that are professing that the woman is equal to the man, such as my good dude Ramesses, the first thing he says that, well, a man can do more strength-wise than a woman. Then that shows that there is no equality, yes or no? It shows that there is no equality anytime somebody professes that male and female are equal and then say that a man is stronger physically than a woman out the same goddamn mouth hole. Nigga, you are goddamn delusional. You are contradicting your goddamn self. Either they are equal and they all can do the goddamn same and respected as the goddamn same, or they can't. One of the goddamn other. Now, by a poll of hands, I got to take a poll before I go to the call lines. Poll of hands in the goddamn chat room, since y'all are easier. Push one if everybody is equal, or all things are equal, person, places, and things. Push one of you really fucking truly believe. Let me break it down smaller, simple form. If the male and female are equal, I just want to show a hands. Push one if male and female are equal. We got to take a poll. Just real quick, just push one if male and female are equal, all right? And while y'all do that, I'm going to the call lines. All ones, your mic is open. What's your name? Where you coming from?
Hey, Don, this is B.A. What's going on?
Hey, B.A., welcome to the Don and Corleone Show, baby.
I think you can go ahead to the next caller. I just want to listen.
Okay. All right. What's your vote on that? Male and female equal?
According to biology, mentality, no.
Okay. 901, and you can just mute your background if you want, B.A., and just jump in anytime. 901-268, you on the Don DeColeon Show. What's your name? Where you coming from?
Yeah, my name's Sabrina. I'm calling from Mississippi, and I do agree that the man and woman is equal. I agree.
Okay, that male and female are equal.
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the Don DeColeon Show, Sabrina. Okay, now let me get my poll. Okay, Rotten Tui, I apologize. I left the office real early yesterday. I was tired as hell. Nobody is pushing one. Okay, so yes. Shannon also says, Sabrina, IndieHeat.com, Soap, a.k.a. Soap, if all things were equal, we would fight for equal rights. Now, Sabrina, are you there? No? Okay. Sabrina, is that your name, Mississippi? All right, we'll get her a minute. We'll get her a minute, because all I want to know now. So I apologize, though, Rotten Tui, for that, because I had to get some rest, baby. Okay, fight for something or die for nothing. Okay, Shannon, I'm with you. We wouldn't, Don, if so. That's well, you know, that rights, that fighting for rights and shit, it aggravates me. Because you have the right to do whatever the fuck you want to do. To me, if you got to ask some type of, you know, government officials to vote in the right for you to be who you are, something ain't right with that, period. You know, fighting for your rights and shit, whatever the fuck that shit is. If you got to ask some foreigners to give you some goddamn rights, something ain't right with that, is what I say. That's all I say. In regards to equality, if male and female are equal, and I don't know if the caller from Mississippi is on and any other callers who want to add to this, if male and female are equal, are also their children? Is my question. It's also their children. 864, come on in with us. 436, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you coming from?
This is Dre from Carolina.
Hey, Dre. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who is that? Oh, the flat. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll applaud. We'll applaud our callers.
Well, you saying that, I was talking about, since I don't have any kids, I don't think they want to be equal because you're supposed to guide and teach them. You can't, you know, let them play in the fire and tell them, yeah, and keep on going. You know, you got to say, hey, that's hot, and let them have to learn. They don't have to
right.
learn all the time the hard way.
Right.
You know.
And most adults are the same way, though, wouldn't you say? Adults, is even as adults, they still learning the hard way.
Right, but exactly, but that's when maturity comes in. But you can't let the kids just keep doing what they want. You won't let your 4-year-old play around the stove. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but there are also adults that still repeat the same thing. And what society says, let's say in the state of Georgia, by the time you're 18, you're competent. But these adults are still making childish mistakes. When you say
they get away, what they think they get away with? See, that's a difference. You know, I mean, they probably they ain't never been told no or whatever, or told you know to do what they're supposed to, or been disciplined enough. You know, and that's I think some of it. Now I ain't gonna say all of it, because everything is not absolute. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I know. I'm with you.
A lot of them because their dads were not in their lives. You know. And if the dad was, he would have had no strong presence in there. So
as far as adults are concerned, is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
When
hold
growing
on.
Up into
stay,
a,
huh?
Adult, when they're growing into an irresponsible adult, you know.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of that going on, and for some reason we're looking at children. As if children should know better, like what you said, which is the opposite, that children don't know better, so you got to constantly teach them. But we're looking at children as if it's their fault and it's not the adult fault. You feel me? Like, we are the elders or the leaders of this generation. Why are we, and I'm going to put we together, why are we so messed up?
Because the government allows you government allows you to do a lot of stuff so they can get paid off the prison system. It seems like they want you to have any little thing to then they'll throw you in jail, put you on probation, and charge you $10,000 to pay.
Right.
It's a business.
But we know these things, though. And we know these things.
Well, a lot don't see it in a broad scheme of things a lot of times. So a lot of people I know is not as broad-minded as I am. And you got to look at it another way.
Or not as smart as you.
I mean, they're smart in different ways. Put it that way.
But they're not as smart as you. In regard to, because you know that the system, they set things in place for you to mess with it so that you can go to jail.
But a lot of times, you know, you clearly can't judge if you know, that's your only option sometimes. You know,
right.
Like I
Let
heard
me...
somebody on the radio say about, when he was 12 years old, his mom and dad and uncles and all of them were on crack, and he had to start doing the same thing to sell just to pay for the light bill. He had to doing adult stuff at 12, 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know? See? And you can't say, oh, it's another option when everybody else is lost. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. I feel you. I figured did you. Let me go to 901-261. You're on the air with us. What's your name? Where you coming from?
Peace. This is Ivy Phoenix.
Hey, Ivy. How are you?
I'm great, sis. What about you?
Doing my best. Thanks for asking. Welcome to the Don Corleone Show, Ivy.
Thanks. I wanted to answer the question about balance and equality. Are we men and women equal? No. We both have different roles, which together brings the balance. If you look at it scientifically, polarities, acid, alkaline, together it makes a neutral base. There it is.
Say what? Say it again. Because you went with alkaline, so you lost me. You started talking science, so I have to pay attention now.
Okay. Just with science, you have alkaline and acids.
Right.
Together in the middle, neutral.
Mm.
So the men and women have different roles, but we both equally provide balance.
Right.
So, no,
especially
we're not
if the relationship is balanced. When it comes into, when the relationship starts off in the beginning as equal, it will always stay equal.
Right. You have to bring two different things together that are complementary to provide the balance, to bring the balance, like the yin and the yang. So you have to, it has to be complementary or else it's unbalanced. You both can't be two dominant personalities. It won't work. There has to be some sort of balance in between different things brought to the table. Like you mentioned earlier, a hunt, someone can hunt, the other person can cook. That's balance, you know.
Right.
A moneymaker and a saver, balance.
Right, right, absolutely. And that's the equality because y'all both know each other's strength and you complement each other's weakness. If one is weak, then the other one is strong in that particular department. That's equality.
Right.
Right. See, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but I know that people would look and take equality as if it's like a some type of religious barrier where when I say the same thing, that male and female are not equal unless they come into equal partnership and become one. But all male and all female is not equal. If we say male and female as all inclusive, no, the answer is no. That's why everybody jumps from male to female, from male to female. You feel me what I'm saying? To find their equal. People are looking for what is considered their soulmate and not their equal.
Right. Anytime a person has an issue with superiority, wanting to dominate or have that dominance over the other, that means that they have some internal issues inside. That means that they have an inferiority complex, so they have to project themselves as being dominant, the dominant one. That's why a lot of black men can't accept the black woman as God concept because of that, because they have the inferiority complex.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not just, and again, you know, even when we use the word God, you know, here's the other thing, you're right, and I say this all the time, Ivy, is that they're looking at it as that religious character in the book.
Okay,
that's the only reason.
Okay, something else out there. If we were all taught from the beginning that the black woman was God and that's all that we were taught, they would accept it. There'd be no issue.
That's right.
So the fact that the teachings are, you know, outdated, for example, I believe the Nation and God of Gods and Herbs, they teach that the woman is...
May they rest in peace.
Right. That the woman, the man is God, and he has the weight of his brain cells is higher or more than a woman's brain cells, and that puts him over the woman. Which to me, okay, I build with some of the brothers, so I'm asking, where did you get this information? They said from a German scientist. And I'm like, okay, well... You got that information, which you call the white man is the devil, but you got that information from a German scientist. All right, that makes a lot of sense, in which that's a patriarchal society, and you know, they don't uplift their women. So that they were part of the ones that took women out of the equation. So to me, that's not a reliable source, you know. And that, I mean, I would just basically need them to base their thought off something else other than that, which I was told that that was not the case, but by some I was told it was the case.
Absolutely. What about when Son Nubian is in the chat room? How you doing, Son? He said that there is no God. We are brothers and sisters trying to build better relationships. Before you answer that, Ivy, he says again, there is no God. We are brothers and sisters trying to make better relationships or build better relationships. Then who are the mothers and fathers of the sisters and brothers is my question, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I agree with Son. We need to, in my opinion, I feel like there doesn't need to be any more topics on who is God, who is not, because, and I post this on Facebook all the time, you know, black people end up beefing straight to the FEMA camp. We need to get our priorities in order. First and foremost, the black people as a collective are never going to agree on a philosophy, school of thought, way of life. We're not all going to fall under one umbrella, so stop trying to convert everybody to what you believe. It's not going to happen. There's too much information out there for people to draw their own conclusions as far as what they find out to be true or not. That's first and
right.
foremost. The priority one right now is the state of our black family, which is non-existent. If we continue to go on the way that we're going on now, the black people and the blacks in America, we will no longer exist, period, because mission accomplished as far as destruction of the black family and the family unit. 80% of single parents, 80% of children that are born now are born in single parent households with no father present, you know.
Right.
And brothers are always getting on sisters, which I understand the concern, but where are the brothers? Stop worrying about us and, you know, no disrespect, but go out there and find your brothers that are fallen, the dead gods. Go find them. Go raise them up. Let us get the sisterhood together. We got this. We're raising the sisters up. But go get your brothers, because we're still here standing tall. We're still here, because if that were the case, that statistic would not exist. So,
right.
And, you know, big shouts to the fathers that are fathers and that are there for their children. But
right.
You have brothers that are just completely absent. You know, what is that telling you? It's something, it's not with us, it's something, it's not with all of us, but something is really wrong. Where is the black man? The black man is in jail. The black man, you know, does not want to accept his responsibilities. And there are different things, you know, and obviously we know that there's an attack. We do know that there's an attack. So I won't say that. But black man, we all, and the sisters too, we have to be smarter than falling for the track. Like you were mentioning earlier, the tricks. Just like brothers, when they swing dope, they call it trapping. Okay.
Right.
They call it trapping because they know it's a trap, but they do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got to be more entrepreneurial, creating legal ways to make money. You know, stop worrying about the fast money. Stop trying to, you know, floss and, you know, look good. You don't have to have the $200 designer shoes all the time. If you can afford it, fine. But if you can't afford it, don't let that be your priority. You should not be spending $200 on shoes when, or I'll just say like $200-$400 on shoes when you don't own a home or you don't own any land. The priorities are out of order.
Right. But I swear, you can probably sell your shoes and buy some land by the time it's all over.
Without a doubt. They're stacking right now, and I harp on so much that priorities are out of order. They're stocking FEMA coffins. There's a landowner in Georgia, and
Madison?
I believe so, where they're stacking up coffins. For what?
Right, and I heard about that, and someone actually, I was listening to something like that on a blog talk show, and somebody went on the internet and found the site that actually had that, what is considered coffins, but they were saying that it's actually... For it's containers for food and water, food, clothes.
Right. Now, where do they have the food and right? And where do they have the food and water stored at? So right now, all of this arguing and bickering over, you know, who is God and who is not, will be beefing all the way to the FEMA camp. Let's stop worrying about. Let's just get it together, and we'll put all of that aside because we're not going to collectively agree about that. All the ones that think that they're superior, okay, fine, you think that, but let's come together and, you know, make sure that we don't have another Katrina or another Haiti, because that can happen at any given time. We all think it's sweet. You know, we go on like, you know, we tribute like what they call the – mental masturbation. We go on about trivial nonsense when it can go down at any moment.
Right, and in major cities, that's the reason why they are around in major cities, even in concentration camps. Let me put 314 on with us real quick. 314-915, you're on the air. Welcome to the Donna Colleon Show. What's your name? Where you coming from?
Peace and love. This is Brother Son Nubian. How's everybody?
Hey, Son Nubian, how are you?
I'm doing very well, sister. Thanks for the applause. Thank you. I just wanted to call in with a follow-up with my statement. I think that we ought to do away with the God concept because we don't understand that concept, and it's really not one of our terms. But what I want to say is that we are brothers and sisters trying to figure this thing out. I think we ought to just do away with the God concept. And because, you know, it's caused confusion and there's a lot of mess going on. So I think that we're just brothers and sisters trying to get our relationships together and bring back black love back in. And let's just do away with the God thing. And then once we get our situations back together, we get our relationships back together, then we can deal with the God thing. Now, I have no problem with the black woman being God because, you know, for a number of years, we've been saying the black man is God. So I have no problem with that because I know where I came from. And so I know that I am a part of what I came from or where I came from. So I have no problem with that. So I think that if we're talking about equality, we talk about that balance, I just want to say that where I am weak, my woman is strong, and wherever, you know, I'm strong, my woman is weak. And so that's the compatibility right there. And so until we understand where we came from and put our women back on the throne where she belongs, then we could have some type of balance. We can have some reciprocity. We can have some order in our lives. And the reason that things are all messed up now, I mean, there's chaos in the universe because there's chaos here on the planet. So I think that once we understand that and put our women and respect our women, put our women back on the throne where she belongs.
Do you really think that there's chaos in the universe? Like, I mean, because I'm trying to imagine, like, are the planets fighting? Are the stars and the comets at war? I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, this planet is in the universe. I mean, we're in it right now, and there's a lot of stuff going on. That's why stuff going on with us. So up above and below, that's why stuff going on right now. So I think that we get ourselves together, get ourselves in line, with the universe, and we get, you know, then we can get our relationships back together, and then we can move forward. But we can't do that unless we put our women back on the throne where she belongs. And until she
throne is that? Like, where do the woman belong?
Well, you know, that's up to us to decide, us to define where she belongs. But as long as we continue to accept Eurocentric ideologies and apply them to us and just put black paint over it, you know, our women are always going to be oppressed.
Think we have to figure this thing out now because, we hear that a lot, Son Nubian, where they say, you know, we got to put the woman back on the throne. So what throne is that? You know, and if it's up for us to decide, the us would be who? Male and female, right?
Male and female. It's for us. We need to get together.
So do you have any?
Where our women belong. We define that because I think that we are adopting Eurocentric ideologies and values,
I agree.
and then we apply to ourselves, and that's why we're not oppressed. So it's up to us to define, and not foreigners to decide for us or define for us.
Okay, I'm with that. So I want to go somewhere now with you. Okay, let's say us would be the majority, everybody that's in attendance on the Donna Colleon Show right now. where do the black woman belong? What throne is that? Can we build on that?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this. As a black man, as a black African man, I'm going to get with my brothers, and we're going to decide to come together, and we're going to build ourselves up. And so I think that's for the sisters. The sisters ought to get together, and they build each other up. That's why I'm in favor of the goddess circles and the sisters coming together and building each other up, because I can't tell a woman how to be a woman. I just can't do that. So I think that's for us to come together and decide. When I say us, I'm talking about us as, you know, us in the conscious black community. So I think that the sisters get together, build each other up, and heal each other, and then, you know, then they can put themselves back on the throne, you see? So I can't really tell a sister, you know, what her rightful place is.
Is the part of putting
up
the woman,
I can't tell her how to get there.
Right. Is it part of that putting the black woman back on the throne is giving her the remembrance that she was God and that she is God?
Exactly.
I mean, can I give you a testimony real quick? Maybe that helped. Now,
sure.
For some reason, I don't know how long or how old this topic is amongst the conscious community, quote, but I had to have been about 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. And in my being, from doing thorough research from 12 years old into the school of Christianity and then my own, you know, type of revelations and DNA started to explode, for a while, I was feeling in my heart and in my mind that the woman was God, the woman. It wasn't the black woman first. It was just the woman was God. And the only one that confirmed it in my being was a man who I looked at and still do as God, and that was Dr. York. So I went to class one day with this on my heart and in my mind for so long. And I went to class, and all of a sudden, Dr. York started teaching on God. And he said that the black woman is God. And when he said that, I felt the need at that point to start cleaning up myself, because it felt like a DNA explosion, like, thank you, that's all I needed to know was that, is it true? Is the black woman God? So that way I can start taking responsibility for myself, clean up my life at that point. Because remember, we was looking for something outside of ourselves to save us. And when you've been indoctrinated in some God religion your whole life, up until certain things, you start to pick apart your life and what makes sense and what doesn't in regards to the religion, in regards to how you walked as a child and what was going on. And then all of a sudden you realize that the only helping hand is the one at the end of your own arm. You become God at that point. And when Dr. York said that to me at 20 and some change, he said also to me, now go find yourself. Get your shit together. And don't come back until you raise up as God. You follow me? And from that point, I went on a God mission to find me, to find the God in me. So I'm saying this to say, if that helped me, do you think it could help other women?
Well, of course.
It's just knowing that, you feel me? Just knowing that simple tidbit, and I'm talking about in women that were in the form of religion. Now, women that has never been indoctrinated in religion, that's a little bit different. But it's some form of spell of religion that's on all of our minds because, again, most people who said that they're done with religion, son, they still can't wrap their mind around the title God and affiliating it with a human being. So you can tell that they still under the spell of religion somewhere. They say, nah, I can't give you God. Yeah, I can't give you God. You can be ISIS. You can be Segment. You can be a goddamn Raw. You can be Tahuti, but you can't be God.
Yeah, I agree. I Dr. York's teachings, his teachings is what brought me into consciousness. His teachings brought me into my awakening. in 2002 when I first came on the land, and I had to see it for myself, and he was the first person that ever taught me who the black woman was. Prior to that, I had no knowledge of who the black woman was. Well, I didn't have any knowledge of myself.
Right.
I really didn't love myself, but how could I love my black women, our black sisters?
Right. And you know what's interesting too, son? Did you know what's interesting? They with the word and the terms of our nationality that they gave us, African, Afro-American, black, colored, and all that shit. You know, the one thing that they still haven't gave us to check are the gods of the planet Earth. They still haven't gave us that. We've accepted black, we've accepted colored, we accepted Afro, we accepted African, we accepted African American, but and that's because they gave us that shit. I say give it back and put God on the application because we are the original gods of the planet Earth. That's
well, see,
our nationality.
Is,
that's our race.
Well, see, the thing is, Don, with that whole God thing, see, we're going to be fighting over that for a very long time. But I think that what all of us agree on, which is the common thread, is that we agree, everybody would agree, nobody will argue with you if you say that the black woman is the original woman or we are the original people. You see, because you can't argue with that because we're fighting over God, we're fighting over more,
right.
We're fighting on gods on earth, we're fighting on Muslim and Islam and Christianity, Hebrew, Israelite. We're fighting over all these titles. I think that all schools of thought will agree on that we are the original people. So we can
and the original people were gods.
Yeah, you can say that, but you
we're
know
God.
But you,
it's just people, it's only yeah. be I'm telling you it's people, it's a stigma. You know what I'm saying? It's some type of blockage that people can't swallow because, again, they still looking at God as some holy motherfucker, as some nigga fat fuck sitting on
right.
some throne. That's the only thing.
Right.
And when we associate a throne with the same throne that God sit on, you say, and so many others say, that it's time to put the woman back on her throne. Well, who is sitting there? Some God character. As above, so below. The kings and queens of Africa, the pharaohs and pharaohtists sets on throne. They set on throne.
Right.
Same thing.
I'm not, right.
You know what I'm saying? That queen and that king aspect is too, how can I say it? It doesn't break the spell of ignorance to say black women are queens and the black man is a king. It still doesn't break the spell of ignorance because we all came out of Christianity. We all came out of some form of religion, be it Allah,
yeah.
God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, whatever you want to call it, but we still came out of some form, some spell of religion. So
yeah,
we
got
to, reverse that. It's the same thing with the word nigger, which most people can't stand it. Once everybody starts saying niggers, and niggers mean kings in Ethiopia, now that we figured out the word nigger means king, they don't want us to say it anymore. Now that we figure out that we are gods, they don't want us to say that anymore. You see what's going on?
Yeah. Well, a lot of our people are coming out of religion, man. And, so whenever we talk about God and they're coming into consciousness, they're still holding on to that God concept, the German God concept.
Yes, exactly.
They're still holding on to that. And so they mix that in with consciousness, with spirituality. And so, so when they think they're conscious, when they talk about God, when they talk about a creator, they're still talking about something outside of themselves. They still talk about something, some spooky person.
Exactly, exactly. So now you know where I'm. Now you know where I'm at.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. So yeah. So we have to break the spell. How do you put the black woman back on her throne? Is to let her know that she is God. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's been in her being and she was so scared to admit it outwardly like I was because I wasn't fucking sure. I just felt it. You know how you just feel something and you need that outer confirmation? I just felt it. But when Dr. York said it in my face and then say, don't bring your ass back until you become God. Then I were able to have conversations. Us gods was able to talk. It's hard to talk amongst mortals because they are mortals. They have a mind of a pea. They can't wrap their mind around this shit. I had to raise up in order to have a conversation with Dr. York.
You know what? I'm going to say this. It really befuddles me that we have,
Ivy, your mic is open too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have black women who are geniuses, who have written powerful books, who've written scripts for movies, but give energy to an outside entity. You know, that really kind of concerns me there a little bit. You know, so when we have sisters who give power to some outside entity, when that they are the gods, they are the geniuses.
Yes.
You know, you just had a guest recently. I mean, she has the mind of a genius, equivalent to the minds of the gods that built pyramids. You know, that's
right.
Powerful. But
something
then
so great that the whole
right.
world mobbed over her mind, her
exactly.
creation.
So,
I know.
And you're giving reverence to an outside entity. You know, that really concerns me. As intelligent as, you know, as a person could be who writes scripts like that, who writes powerful books, and give reverence to an outside entity. That, you know, that really concerns me. But I'm going to get off the line. I know you got other callers, man. I just want to call in.
I appreciate love it. Thank you, son, for sharing, man. I certainly do, man. I mean, you're right on point. And I just need it, at least long as I got you, somebody to actually see it for what it is, then I feel better. I feel better as long as I got one to see it for really for what it is. Thank
it's
you
all
for
good,
that.
Baby. I love you.
All right. All ones, you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling me from? 415-803-864. I'm putting you on as well. All ones, you're back on the air. Ivy, your mic is open as well.
What's up, Don? My
Not
thing is...
Too. Sorry, I was just playing my position.
Hold on, lady. My
okay.
thing is... Don.
Yes.
He said that it's a concern for him that black women are acknowledging something outside of... My only problem with that statement is, how does that take away from intelligence? I mean, if these women know that they have to give credence towards an outside force or something they believe in or something that helps empower them, I see nothing wrong with that as long as they're not making it, oppress them in any type of way, form, shape, or matter. I mean, I really see nothing wrong with that because that doesn't take away nothing from a person's character. The intelligence, the strength, and nothing at all.
Right.
It's only people who are very biased towards religion who would say these things simply because these type of people believe as though since they no longer believe in God, they have some type of unfolded, unhidden truth now that they must share with the world. When in all actuality, people are successful whether or not they believe in God or whether or not they do not believe in God. What makes a person successful is in their past that wrote a
Right, that knowing that something controlled the pen and the mind. Because if we really look at it, even Yahshua, Jesus, said, on my own accord, I can do nothing. Even all the great masters on the planet Earth that mastered the planet Earth and the universe, some of the greats, they always said that on our own accord, we can do nothing. We can't do nothing. So it is something that is controlling the strings of the courses of our lives. That something put that thing, that awareness in me to let me know, but wasn't quite confirmed yet that I was indeed God. I needed to hear that so that a lot of the spells can be broken. I needed that for myself. I'm not saying that certain women need that. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, that you might need to hear that you got, first you got to know it in your being to break the spell of religion. The spell of religion is something totally different from knowing that you are something that they kept telling you that you could never be.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So that helped me get to even where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just knowing that got me to clean up myself and to fight every motherfucker that came against me on who I am. That's all. On who I am. That's why I shedded the title of being a woman. I shedded the title of being a mother. I shedded the title of being a friend, a sister, a aunt. I'm done with all that shit. I don't want these titles. I shed the title of being black, African, African-American, and all that shit. I'm so fucking done with all that shit. I don't want no parts of it on this fucking planet. All I want to do is do my job. That's it. And my job is not a job. My job is not a job that details a woman, a job that not details a mother, a job that's not details a sister or a friend or an aunt. That ain't my fucking job. Anybody want to be a woman, a mother, a sister, a friend, and all that other shit, go right ahead. But that ain't why the fuck I'm here on this bitch.
And that's simply because you came into your own self-realization, your own self-actualization, which made you a stronger person. And now, out of all the niggas that always state, all them dudes that always state that blacks don't know themselves, I would have to be a witness on this phone and say, you personally know yourself and what worked for you.
Agreed. 415-571, come on in. You're on
Queen,
the air.
What's your name?
Where you coming from?
Oh, you know who I am. This Brain.
Oh, how you doing, Brain? 4CI. Welcome to the Don and Coleon Show, baby. Let me put two more callers on just in case. 803-937, your mic is open. What's your name? Where you coming from?
1 million. This is Curtis. I was just listening.
Curtis, welcome to the show, sweetheart. 864-436, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you coming from?
It's Dre again.
It's who?
Dre again.
Hey, Dre, how you doing? Welcome to the show once again. I am 404-462. You're on the air. What's your name? Where you coming from?
Oh, this Dennis. This Alabama.
Hey, Alabama. Dennis, what's good with you, baby? All right. Goddamn, more hands are up. 678-949. You're on the air. What's your name? Where you coming from?
This is 2011. I'm listening.
Hi, 220. Welcome to the show. All right. Before I go to the 803, I guess it's Breen's number, 415. That's you, Breen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No,
Ivy, you want to chime in on this?
Well, I'm just talking from the tree.
Ivy, you want to chime in before Breen come in?
No, go ahead. I'm just listening. But I do agree with Son. We need to kill the guy concept altogether at the moment. Focus on building up the black family.
How do you build up the black family when the majority of the black family has been expelled and indoctrinated with the concept of God?
Brothers need to work with the brothers, and sisters need to work with the sisters, and then we meet somewhere in the middle. That's the only way
Indeed.
At the moment.
Indeed, she on fire right with that one. Mm-hmm.
I don't agree.
So we're talking about separation once again.
Because you have to
come with the tree.
Yeah, but,
and then we work our way to the roots.
Hold on, BA.
No, it's simply because this goes back towards what works for you, works for you. You can't tell a person, oh, you kill the God concept, everything is going to be better, when we know that's not a reality. Because you got many people who don't believe in God that still do the heinous things that they do.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Brain. Come on in with us.
Okay. This is what I got from earlier. Understand that there is no spookyism with it. For in man is God, and God is also outside of man. God is everywhere. I'm impotent. Now, as far as the woman is concerned,
President,
I take this from Songs of Solomon 8:10, whereas a woman is the house and the wall of man, without whose boundaries and redeeming influence he would be, what is this word, dissipated and lost. So in that, it's saying that man is lost without woman. Woman is a shelter for man just as well. It could obviously be returned in the sense that, like, a woman is a temple for a man as well. So we have to keep in mind that we need to stop exhorting one over the other as we both rule. If you go back into ancient Phoenician mythology or whatever, and you have Isis and Osiris, they did things together. It wasn't that Osiris taught people this and that, and Isis taught people this and that. No, together they taught us all the things we know about civilization.
And now so, we're on equality is what you're talking about. Because mind you,
exactly.
See, when we're talking about Isis and Osiris or Tahuti and Seshet and Ma'at and all of them damn characters, nobody asked the question, how did they get together? They got together based on equality. They didn't get together because they were Egyptians.
Right,
or, you know, or
mind,
they didn't
them,
get together because of that. They got together
women.
Because they were equal.
And keep in mind, men and women were also deified. It was just not the man. It wasn't just the woman. Men and women were both deified. That's what that's
the whole concept. Yeah, the whole concept is that they did it together. Civilization was taught by both men and women together, working together, intertwined. So there is no exalting one over the other. Exalting means only to put one before the other. There is no putting one before the other. It's to come
how
together.
How do you know that?
So a
sisterhood. How do you know
that? Wait. We're not gonna. Wait. We're gonna keep it simple. Anybody want to chime in after that? That's fine. But don't interrupt because I'm you know, from the past goddamn 18,000 shows I've done, I'm really sick of this interruption shit.
Okay, and Queen, there's no way to, I can read the story, but that would take too much time. I suggest that you go look for the English version of the written text on the temple as far as Osiris and Isis, the whole little story where they taught civilization and all that together. But other than that, the whole thing is we got to do this together. So when that sister said the sisterhood and the brotherhood, it's not division. It's only working towards a common goal. Because the sisters could teach the sisters how to be a woman as the brothers could teach the brothers how to be a woman. I mean,
here's
excuse
the thing.
Me, a man.
Here's the thing. That's why
but,
even in Egypt, we agreed that there was always one amongst us that was greater than everyone else that could actually teach on the matter. All sisters can't teach all sisters how to motherfucking be a woman. And remind you, some of us are done with that woman shit because the concept, and I think Queen said it in the chat room, is that, nigga, one concept for a whole group of people is not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. You got one sister, let's say there's one sister that basically in her mind that's going to teach the fact that a woman should be, let's say, for instance, should be in the home. And you know, and you got another group of sisters that said a woman should not. So that shit ain't going to fucking be right. Nobody gave us a book on how to be a woman. We just is only because we were given the female genitalia as a difference of who we are from the male. That's it. All that other woman shit, how fuck, okay, fine. Women, get on the phone and you tell me how fuck a woman should be. Because it ain't going to goddamn work.
How a man want a woman to be.
Huh?
Nah, see. That's
see, who said that?
Said,
wait
man.
A minute, Brain. I need you chill. Who said that?
Me. Dre.
Who is me?
Dre.
Okay, Dre, say it again because I didn't hear you.
How we can tell what a man want a woman to be. He don't want a man that just got a vagina, because that's not going to work. That's why there's no relationship.
Okay. See?
Now,
and
why? I can ask all y'all a question. I can ask all y'all a question. Why in the first 100 years ago there were more marriages now than there are today?
And you want me to give you a real answer to that? Because I will, but you probably won't be able to wrap your mind around it.
It's like mist on Color Purple either.
I give you the answer around. I give you the real answer for real. Let me put this. Before Martin Luther King and all them motherfuckers, we had our own way of life. You understand? Before slavery, we had our own way of life. We were married without the court system. Okay, now you got people who are running up to the courtroom and sitting in some office, which they take all your information down, then schedule you an appointment to be wedded by what is called a sorcerer. You call him a judge because he's, for some reason, I don't fucking know why, a person that you don't know, and he's not even reading from the Bible, but he says, to death do you part, then they enforce another department called divorce. So this is why people are not getting married, has done away with this system as it was prophesied in the end of the days, that people are so fucking sick and tired of the government interfering in their fucking marriages. So they're staying out of it. They are not doing it anymore. People have become their own courtroom. People have become their own lawyers now. They're building and making and drawing up. Wait, they're building and making and drawing up their own personal relationship agreement without these motherfuckers coming involved, without these parties. This is what's going on. And I did say this, like, and I did a prophecy, and I never brought it back to y'all, about 3 to 6 months ago, and I said, mark my motherfucking words, that there will be less marriages going on in the United States because of what? Because of gay marriages now. People don't want that shit. We don't want it no more. What? A month ago, they come out with the statistics. Wait, I'm not finished. A month ago, they come out with the statistics that people are not getting married. How would they know that unless people are going to the courthouse and becoming a statistic? It's not that people are not together. The fucking courthouse does not dictate whether or not your marriage is right and exact. It does not do it. They are only the ones that it makes it look bad, because if they come out with that statistics, the first thought in a mortal's mind is, wow, people are not getting married no more. This is sad. This is terrible. Nigga, people are not fucking with your system anymore is what's going on.
Hey, John, to add something to that also, people don't want to commit in this time also. There's too many, because there's too much, they have too many options elsewhere also. I think it's the sisters, and I think we were speaking about this the other day. I think it's
to keep it tight,
be nowhere for the brothers to run to, period.
The Beijing Games will indeed become the genocide Olympics.
Y'all gotta turn that white bitch off in my on my show, man. Turn that idiot box off. Please, whatever the fuck y'all got going on, come on now. What's her name? Sun Nubian says, stop seeking marriage validation from Whitey, period. This is the only reason. Nigga, it ain't like that we ain't getting married. It's just that them crackers just don't know about it. God damn it.
But you all gave them
Hello?
The power to do that.
Chris, yeah.
Who it is calling you?
That's the show I was listening to.
Oh, hey, mama.
Okay. Hey.
How you doing? You on the Don DeColeon show.
Oh. Hang on.
Huh?
Hey, I'm on the show.
Okay. You on the Don DeColeon radio show.
Tell her to get them men, them no good men.
I'm working on it.
All right.
Work on them no good men that don't want to take care of the family.
Oh.
Okay, exactly. Can we give a word of wisdom from Mama real quick?
Now, I listen to you sometimes with my son. You be telling them right. I'm 66 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I've been a long way. A lot of y'all got to travel.
Mm.
Yes.
Can I speak to that lady, please?
Get them told I had a no good one, too, and a good one.
Okay,
so
Miss.
Can y'all be quiet, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Met some trifling women that like them kind of people.
Can you be quiet, please? We have an elder on the line.
Yeah, you make sure you take care of your wives and your family and give them respect, because women got more sense than most men. So
I'm
going to hang up, but I enjoy your show.
I appreciate your love and love you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and may God continue to bless you forever and ever.
Thank you so much. I was born on Christmas Day.
Oh, happy Earth Day. New day, new
yes,
year,
I'm
every
a blessed
day.
Person.
Amen.
And I'm going to call and talk to you one day on your show and tell you about my first no good husband.
Oh, I'll be honored. My grandmother did that, too. She came on my show and did the same thing about 2 years ago. She passed in April of this year.
Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, you have good wisdom, honey.
Thank you.
And I admire your spunk.
I appreciate your love. It. Thank you so much. That means
okay,
a lot.
Okay, now I'm going
to
hang up and let my son talk.
Okay.
Be good, and I love you all.
All right. Love you, too. Oh,
okay,
praises to the
bye-bye.
Most High. Y'all give it up for Mama Curtis. Oh, my God. That's an honor there. That's an honor. Curtis, that's your mother? Incredible. Curtis, is that your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You have a mother. That's so cool.
Got a father, too.
And a father. Oh, my God. That's more beautiful. Incredible. Wow, Curtis, you ain't tell me your mama be listening to the dime, man.
Yeah.
Man, that means a lot, man, coming from elders, you know, that it does. It means a lot. Did y'all hear that? You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of sponsors. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what his mama said to me? That's what's up. You know, done like that. Come on in, 445-37, you're on the air.
What up, Don? It's Soap in the Heat. You already know. Coming
Welcome
in.
InTheHeat.com in the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. To whoever was talking while Curtis' mom was talking, you ain't got no damn home training, for real. You know what I mean? And next off, I wanted to say about the woman wanting proper men. It has to start with the woman that raising her own. You know what I mean? In order for them to get that proper man that they want. You know what I mean? Because if they can teach their seed, their sons, how to be that proper man of what they want to see in a man and how to take care of how he should be taking care of a woman, they should instill that into that man for that man to go out and make that next woman that queen. Because only a woman can tell you what they want.
That's right. And, you know, I mean, Queen set the record straight in the chat room. I don't know if everybody's still on with me, but Queen said, I mean, it's impossible. And, you know, with this separation of male and female getting
exactly.
together and trying to figure that thing out, that is all still part of an agenda to separate the black man from the black woman.
That's just like in other religions where they got the women that do all their things together and then the men do all their things together. That's still separation. You know what I mean? So we got to come together. But I still say you can come together and defeat the purpose when you start with yourself.
I totally agree with you, sweetheart. 444-462, come. All right, who making calls on the line, man? This is why, you know, this ain't goddamn good. 444-462, come on in. And 718, Dennis, how you doing? Dennis, you want to chime in? 718-287, your mic is open, too. What's your name? Where you coming from?
This is God Chief Hammer.
Hey, God Chief Hammer. Welcome to Don Callion Show.
Hi, Don.
Go ahead, Dennis. What you want to say, baby? 864-436, your mic is open.
Okay, I want to get a couple things straight here. First of all, as far as equality, men are more powerful than the women in strength, but they both have equal minds. But I'll say this here, that any man who doesn't step up to the plate to protect all women is a coward punk, okay? It is the man's job, it is his job to protect the woman, all women. Even if it ain't his woman, he still should protect her. And if she out there doing something wrong, then you got to go to her mother or father or her man or whatever, try to talk to her. But that Rodney character in the chat room, you won't say none of that to my face, you coward.
Okay, wait. Here's the problem again, and
okay.
I think I discussed this eons ago on my show. Whatever's going on in the chat room, keep that shit in the goddamn chat room.
Okay,
don't come
true.
On the
okay.
air wasting air time with all that
okay,
shit like
okay.
it really means
yeah.
something, because that's some real bullshit.
Yeah,
that's some bitchy shit.
Okay,
yeah,
let me
do that. That's the only thing I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Probably only because a bitch nigga couldn't handle me in the chat room and he called in on a nigga show calling me out and shit like that's supposed to did something. But that's some fucking bullshit. Take handle that shit. There is an ignore button on in the chat room. You have the right to push ignore on a motherfucker if you like. But at the end of the goddamn
okay,
day, be civil about this shit, please.
Okay, Don, one more thing. Let me just say this here, too. As far as men, as far as the black community working together, you know, they blame God as being the fault. But it's not God being the fault. It's the black man, the preacher, who uses religion to control black people for his own gain. So
I agree.
If you want to work together as a black community, you have to come together with using the laws that's in the Bible, because they work and they have never failed. That's all I got to say. I'm hanging up. I'm going to listen on.
Okay. All right. Come on in, God Chief Hammer. 864-436. Your mic is open as well. What you got to say, God Chief Hammer?
I just want to say that what makes us equal is that we're all individuals, and we exist in the grand scheme of it all. And because if you don't protect the least, I mean, even the ant, even the roach, even the smallest particle has intellect, it has life, intelligence, because it's part of the grand scheme of things. So instead of us, we're so dense, you know what I'm saying? We're thinking like black, white, yellow, red. We're thinking male, female, you know what I'm saying? But male and female created he, them. And we was those beings that was there and said, let us make man in our own image. So who was man before me and you said, let us make man in our own image? So we upgraded the species, and we must continue to upgrade the species. We are the microcosm of the macrocosm, and we are one in the, you know what I'm saying? We exist within the all as one. So, you know what I mean? We are all gods, children of the Most High. We are all Elohim. You know what I'm saying? Children of Elyon, Elyon, El. And that's the reality that we have to reach. And we're also devils, because we're not. There is no good and evil. There's just us. So,
okay.
You know, we have to embrace all. Ooh.
Right. 864, come on in. You got something you want to say? 864-436?
I like the guy that was talking before him. I mean, he's right. The religion, some preachers are not, you know, they're using religion for their personal gain. Mm-hmm. And he's, a matter of fact, talking more sense than all of them to me. I mean, it's simple. You don't need to go to all the microcosms and all this old stuff that doesn't mean anything. Because you cannot explain a human being God or whatever. Because you can't put your faith in humans, because you can just tell by the way things are going on in the world, the stuff that's happening right now. You're going to put your faith in man? You know, that doesn't make any sense. And being God, being a woman and all this stuff, and then specifically a certain race of women, where does the Asian women and the Indian women, where they come in at? I mean, they got different gods or something. I mean, this doesn't make any logical sense.
God is, love. God is life and love, intellect, so... Wherever that's present, you know, the thing is present too.
Well, in most Asian, you know, cultures and shit, the woman is less than a man. In other cultures, I mean, it's the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Their job is to suppress the woman in other cultures. But there are women that are rising up in all cultures, in all races. All right? Let me say this real quick. The leadership is about to take flight. Call in. Here's your boarding pass number, 347-884-9239. You will not be able to hear the next hour of the show unless you aboard the leadership. The number is 347-884-9239. We're about to take off in 6 minutes, all right? Yeah, but I just wanted to put that on record, like whether the other women, each woman has to find that innate ability to break the chain, to break the cycle. You know what I'm saying? There has been a serious cycle. Remember, the world is in the state it's in, and if y'all are in denial, it's your business. The world is in the state it's in because of men.
That's true.
Exactly.
Because of men.
Hey, Don, can I go to left field with this? I'm going to go to left field with this, Don. I'm about to create a whole new website. Don't nobody take this. It's going to be called Thug Space. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody that want to talk shit and go against each other can actually do it and meet up.
Okay, that's nice. Good. who wanted to chime in on what I said?
Did.
Go ahead.
I did.
Keep it though. As far as we go with this religion, we got to think about the power of religion. Religion has been it has been a part of our music, our culture, our art. I mean, the earliest of times, religion, art was based on religion. So to try to avoid religion is not the answer, because it's a form of spirituality, which we don't fully understand. So if we get rid of the storylines and all the extra within religion and just focus on the core of religion, which basically is universal, then we're going somewhere, because it's intertwined in everything we have. As man is a house for God, so is.
Where you get that from? Man is the house of God. What
because
religion says that?
It's not religion. It's spirituality. It's meaning inside you.
Let's talk about
that
spirituality shit. Why the fuck y'all get that? I'm gonna say this shit 50 times, okay? Listen, when y'all saying spiritual, y'all are saying the ritual of spirits. The root word is spirit. I know we were taught compound words in school. You are here to break down, to figure out what the fuck you're saying when you're saying it. When you're saying spirituality, you're saying spirit rituals. So if your ritual is conjuring up spirits, then you're spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Then you're a spirit being. You're a spiritual person. You ain't got no fucking spirituality. If you don't fucking burn no candles and do no seance, nigga, you are not spiritual.
Whoa.
I mean, you have to
say that.
Thank you. Let me
reality.
Put this on record real quick. 314, come on in with us. 915, 314-915. Let me put this on record, too. Now, again, for those who are no longer with religion, but you still keep the – first of all, religion is the worship of spirits, okay? Jesus is a spirit. Muhammad is a spirit, because they ain't walking around this motherfucker eating a ham sandwich with you. So I find it interesting that nobody wants to claim religion, but you claim spirituality as if it is not the same as religion.
No, it's
religion
not.
Taught
exactly.
You the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is spirits.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's another form of religion, another spell of religion that was cast on you. Remember now, they got something for y'all. They got, let me tell you something. They got something for any and every motherfucking body on the planet. When they say, I'm done with cigarettes, I'm not going to smoke no more, what did they give you? Nickel patch. You feel me? When they say, well, I'm done doing drugs, what do they give you? More drugs. When you say you are done with religion, they give you spirituality, which is still fucking religion.
But you still have spirituality.
We're half spiritual. We are physical and spiritual beings.
Okay.
You
now, who the fuck told you that?
Anytime you're dealing outside of reality, it becomes spiritual.
Come on now. Let's deal with the word spirit. With the word spirit.
Let's deal with spirit.
Nah. Yeah, baby.
Spiral.
His brother's son, Nubian.
So we.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you hung up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
you're the 314-915.
I prefer conscious than spiritual.
Let me tell you something. I think that if your spirituality is not connected to your resources here on the planet, then you're not spiritual. You know, if you don't have control of your water, food, and, you know, your natural
resources.
But that's
still physical.
You know, right, that's what I'm saying.
That's still physical.
If you have any control over that,
you got to be connected with the source.
If you don't have any control over that, you're not spiritual. Simple as that, man. All the other stuff is spooky, though.
We want to be spooky about everything, man. It's minute, because that's your definition of spirituality. Spirituality can simply mean in contact with you and your mental. That can be spiritual, too.
Okay, now we're talking about mental. Then we're talking about mentality. Shit. You know, then let it be mentality. And then if we take mentality and we take it and learn like we learned when we was in fucking school, mental is the mind, correct? The mind is still nowhere on your fucking body.
Right.
The mind is still nowhere on your body. So you can't
mind
even be, like Dennis said, when Dennis said that male and female are equal mentally, that's a fucking lie.
That's
a fucking lie, because you cannot be equal mentally. Until you have mastered your mind, then that's different. So there's no way. Each and every human being has to master something here on this fucking planet. So there's no way that male and female are equal mentally. That's a joke.
No, only when you everybody has different talents, yes, or different things that they have within them.
Yeah.
But he's right. Everybody has some kind of spirituality.
And again, spiritual, the root word is spirit and ritual.
Spirit, yes.
Period. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what y'all were taught. I don't know who gave y'all the definition of it. But in order to figure out where the spell or why we claiming certain goddamn words that we have no idea of, get that shit back until you understand the fucking real science of the goddamn words. Spirituality. Spirit, ritual. That's all
like,
it is.
Like mysticism.
Right. Has a spirit.
That's all. And it's believing in things that you can't see, because it's the same thing with religion. Religion and spirituality is the same thing, because you're believing in something you can't see. You know what I'm saying? You have to feel, you know what I mean? You have to really feel, you have to serve the real God, the real Most High, in spirit and truth. So it's an individual walk, you know what I'm saying? And you know when you got there. You know when you're no longer operating within your body and your mind, that your soul is leading your way. What's the soul? The ethereal realm. So it ain't about the mental realm or the physical realm. It's about the soul, the highest realm, and that giving life to your mind or giving,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's consciousness. That's consciousness. So what y'all doing with religion and spirituality is mysticism. And mysticism causes
that. At the end of the day, enough with the big words. You don't know none of that shit.
Exactly. It's all bullshit at the end of the motherfucking day. Somebody said it in a sense that it really just knocks down all this shit where they said, well, you don't have control of the fucking water, nigga. You ain't nowhere near spiritual.
I ain't saying nothing about no spiritual. I'm talking about the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we come from a source. So when you connect it with that source, then you start to operate as that source put in your DNA. I operate as the source. You know what I'm saying? That's what the whole DNA exploding is all about and everything, because you are encoded, as you enter this realm, you are encoded with certain charges, certain codes. You know what I'm saying? You have to know your number, like you always say, Don Nicoleone. So I know my number.
All right. That's what's up.
And I know this, too. I know it ain't about religion and politics. It's about business. This line was supposed to be, you know, let us talk about money. I haven't heard once yet. I'm on the line all day. We talking religion and politics. Don, can we talk business? Can we get down to business, Don? Because that's where I specialize in, and that's where you can help me. And that's going to make us equivalent, you know what I'm saying? And we should be dealt with as partners in all matters. You know what I'm saying? I see eye to eye to you on spiritual issues, on mental issues. Now let's see eye to eye on some finances.
All right, you started off first. Everybody mute your backgrounds, please, just in case you got Jason or somebody breathing in your phone.
Okay. Who's our sponsor for today, Don Nicoleone? Who you want to sponsor? What are people requiring? I know it's we just came out of the shopping season, so you know people are probably not shopping for a crow, but everybody wants.
Let's take a vote first. Everybody agree? We talk business now because the leadership has took off.
I agree. Yeah, we should.
Let's get down to business because you're so.
I
ain't
here, but
Don.
One person agree. Anybody
Maybe.
Else? Everybody mic open.
I agree.
You okay? So let's get down to business.
I agree.
Okay, cool.
Well,
let's run it. Y'all know this is my favorite topic. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Don, you're so busy, and I'm busy doing it. So we come together, and we ain't got time for that.
Let's just talk business.
What's
the first order of business?
The first order of business is this.
Bill credit.
It's this.
Who said? Somebody said something. What did you say?
Bill credit.
Credit.
Government grant.
Okay, good. Let's talk credit.
Credit? Okay.
Stop wasting money.
I have finance.
Okay, wait. Bill credit and stop wasting money. Who said that?
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
Who is me?
Dre. 864.
Oh, Dre. Hey, Dre. Yeah. Okay, let's start with you then. Bill credit and stop wasting money. What you got to bring to the table?
Stop wasting money. Stop spending stuff on stuff that'll kill you. And
like what? Because people need examples, you know, they probably think that.
Women that you don't really need, stop letting people run you down, family members, get with like-minded people if you want to build a business. I don't care if it's a corner store on the block or whatever, or a website company, you have to get with like-minded people and build your business. If you have an idea, if you have the talent, that's great. To do, and some people people have good business minds. Some people have good.
The only thing I need right
you
now.
You need to balance both of them together.
Right. Only thing I'm looking for right now is customers and people that are salespeople. I need salespeople and I need customers.
No, you need a demographic.
Okay, well, let's go
to
the basics right now because I'm sure, you know, I don't know how many people own business that's on the line.
Right.
So, and I told you, if that's what you need, put it in the fucking classifieds on Georgia Gossip, sweetheart.
I have, my love.
Put it in the classifieds. You need, not that you need customers. First, you need salesmen to go out and grab your customers, okay?
Right. All right.
That's the first step. So, and let me tell you this, too. When you put your ad in the Georgia Gossip classifieds, what you make sure that you express that what are the compensations, what's the commission, what are they earning, okay? Because ain't nobody just going to be your fucking salesman for nothing.
Right.
So you have to make sure that you have a great sales plan for your salesman.
Right. Because the cost, it's such a low-cost margin business, what I'd rather do is teach others how to do the same thing, and then we won't be competing. We'll be buying from each other and selling to others because what's happening is, in America, it's right now not being driven by workforce or employees. It's going to be more entrepreneurial-minded. So for us to survive in the new economy, we must become entrepreneurs. So they have developed, like we're all on the computer, so that's one thing we all have in common. So they have developed, you know, all these companies that have a brick-and-mortar presence, they have an online presence. Right, so they have what's called affiliate marketing. So once you have like a website or you have a blog or what have you.
Can I mute y'all background and sound like y'all in the air somewhere? Roll your window up.
Right. So once if you have like a website, a blog, or anything of that nature, like you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, MySpace, what have you, or you're on GeorgiaGossipLink.com, you could sign up for these companies. I mean, Foot Locker.
Right. How are you gonna teach somebody this?
I'm gonna teach it real easy. It's real simple.
Listen. Here's the question. Okay.
Right.
What's the name of the company?
What's the name of my company or the company that you could use as a link to get in these links?
Exactly.
Okay.
Start
okay.
with that first. Okay.
Okay. So there's a company called Linkshare.com.
Okay, y'all writing that down, linkshare.com.
Linkshare.com. You could go there now, and what they do, they'll educate you as to the whole thing. You could be a publisher or advertiser. Now, if you have your own business, your own website and stuff, you could come on there as an advertiser, and you could get other publishers to promote your business. And we work for commissions. Now, some of the commissions on there, you know what I'm saying, they're percentage, some are per sale. There's, you know, for example, there's a dating site, men looking for Russian women, let's say, or Chinese women or Latin American women. For every sign up, you get $100 per pop. So we stressing out, oh, you know, you get a little job, $10 an hour, $20 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I put up the thing there, with the rush card. We get $7 per pop for each rush card application. You know,
I'm understanding it, but I want you to go slow.
Okay.
You got to go slow, unless y'all are following him. If y'all are following
him,
then he can speed up and we can move on.
Right. What I'm saying
is, are y'all
okay,
following him?
My company is affiliated.
Nobody's answering.
My company is affiliated with Rush Car.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay. My company, let's say, you know, like, okay, Georgia Gossip Incorporated. Okay. We go in there. We have a website now. So we go to Linkshare, and we sign up, okay? You sign up either as a business or you can sign up as a sole proprietor, right? You know, it's just like you don't have to put in, you know, your tax information. It's no scams here. There's no fly-by-night type of situation, so don't be skeptical. You know what I'm saying? These are companies, and you know, that deal with the highest integrity, and they funneled millions and billions of dollars into this in hopes that this will be a solution to, you know what I'm saying, our flailing economy, okay? But it's not catching on as, you know what I'm saying, but it is catching on amongst, you know, people of other races, like, and people in other countries, like China, you know, at India and
okay,
and,
we
and,
okay,
and white,
okay, look,
right.
okay, let's,
but
okay,
we have to
okay.
we have to bring it home to us. We have to be included in this. I want us to play.
Okay,
in this
I understand.
Game
okay, I get what you're saying. Okay,
right.
it just the extra talk bothers me.
Okay,
okay,
man.
So. It, right. it does. It bothers me.
I apologize.
But and that's me. That ain't got nothing to do with you. It just
right.
bothers me. Like that's a pet peeve of mine. Noise
because,
and extra talk.
Because you're already there. That's why.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
Get down
then,
you, don't
okay,
need a,
so,
you don't need a chair. Yeah.
So basically, all right. Yeah. For those that are interested, go to linkshare.com. Do the knowledge. Do the research and find out if it's something that you're interested in. Let's do that first. Okay.
Right. Right.
Thus, now, for everybody that's on the line, oh, let me say this before my switchboard happens to shut the fuck down. Push 1, everybody that's not on the air with us, 215-715, your mic is open. Anybody want that mic open just in case you might have a question or wanted to chime in regards to the leadership, please push 1 now. God damn it. Okay, 718-484, your mic is open, 773-669, your mic is open, 970-433, your mic is open, 414, your mic is open, and 404-547, your mic is open. Anybody else want their mic open, push 1 now, we'll keep it pushing. All right. So anybody's interested in that, does that sound something that the people that's in attendance today on the leadership is interested in, the link share? Getting a commission off of work you're really not doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Who said I agree?
Tuan Track 669.
Tell me your name one more again.
Tuan Track.
I didn't hear you.
Tuan Track.
Tuan Track. Okay, my bad. How you doing, Track?
I'm doing good. What about yourself? Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Anybody else think that that's lucrative, something to be interested in? 315-560, your mic is open as well.
Is that a click for action, CPA?
Excuse me?
Is it a CPA affiliation?
No, you're talking about click per pay or what? CPA is what? Click per
action. Action,
okay,
like
no, they don't know. That's not one of those type of things. It's per action, per sell, you get paid per sell.
Right. Here's how he explained it to me, and maybe it could help a little bit more. Whatever the logos of these different businesses that have their own website, once you sign up with Linksys Share and you post these logos, let's say, for an example, the Rush card. Let's say you go to Georgia Gossip, see the Rush card logo on it, and you click on it, right? Well, let's say a person does it, right, and they click on the Rush card and sign up for it, you get a percentage because it tracks where the link came from.
Right.
So you automatically get a check once they sign, you know, once the person signs up for it.
Right. It's
so
not
if you got a Foot Locker logo and
yeah.
you signed up with Lexus, Linksys.com, Linkshare.com, and
right.
somebody sees it on your site, Foot Locker, they click on Foot Locker through your site, they know they are tracking where the traffic is coming from. That's how they're able to know where the check is sent to, the percentage off the sale.
Correct.
Right,
yes.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
correct.
So does that make sense?
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about, like, HTML programming, all that shit. They'll do it for you. You know what I mean? They put the tracking code and everything into it. So, you know what I mean? You guarantee pay. And then they also have reporting, so you know how many impressions you got, you know, how many clicks you got, how many sales
yeah,
you got for the day.
Right.
So it's It's where
right.
the economy
and then,
is going.
I mean,
going.
At the end of the day, is you get paid off of, you know, money off of work you're not doing.
Right.
You know, so that's an avenue where you could, you know, just get paid without work. Just expect a check in the mail.
Right. Now, I should have sent y'all through my link share link so I could get paid the $1.50 for sign up. But I'd rather just give the
information
out
there. Well, let's do it also that way. How much is
okay.
it if they sign up through you? What do you
get? I get, like, okay, the rules is, once they complete their application or whatever, and then within the first 30 days, they have to produce a click-through. I think we get $1.50.
Okay.
So, Yeah. So, you know, it adds up. There's some things I have too. I have some things that's like free surveys, you know, you can take free surveys and that pays, you know, a couple of dollars and whatever. And
right.
You know, the rush card is there. You know, also like, you know, fashion and stuff like that. You get a, you know, a nice percentage with that. It's also where you could save, and then you'll be first in line to.
Okay,
to know.
And the requirements. Let's talk about the requirements. Is that you
okay.
definitely have to have a website, correct?
Yeah, you have to have a website. But every merchant is different. Their criteria. Some set high standards than others. Others just, you know, I mean, they're looking for, you know, people to get on and help them whatever, so they work with you. So if you have like a, you know, you might have a Facebook account, you might have a Twitter, whatever, they might just go ahead and approve you. I had a free account when I first started. You know, which you could go to officelive.com and get a free website, and then later on you could get your own domain. So if you want to go, if you don't have a website, you could go and get a free website now. And you could design it all and everything. Just go to officelive.com. I think you have to have a Hotmail account or whatever, or, you know, a live account, whatever. And you get a free website over there. Then, like, later on, if you have, like, a domain name in mind, you could, like, you pay $14, you know, a year or something like that. It's $14 one-time fee, and then you have your own domain. So when you got your
right.
own domain, that's like having your own address.
Right, right. We
you
get
know
that. We know what domain is. Okay, here's
yeah.
the question.
Yeah.
What my site, Georgia Gossip, and I've actually paid it up for the year with
okay.
me.
Right.
Okay. Now, would my site meet their standards? Linkses and the other companies.
Well, Linkshare automatically, boom, Linkshare. You know, you'll be in there. But now, if you say now you want to sign up for, AmericanExpress.com or Sean John.
Okay.
Right. They review your site, and if it, you know, what I'm saying, if it fits their criteria or whatever, they'll send you an email. It's like you're sending out a job application.
Right. Right. We know all that. They send you an email and what?
Whether you've been approved or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm asking you, based on, you know, my site.
Right.
Because you have links and set up, and I went to your site, and
right.
you have those different logos where
right.
y'all are profit sharing.
Right.
So, based on mine,
mm-hmm.
what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think they, you know what I'm saying, they'll definitely, because they see you have traffic. They see, you know what I mean, I think you have an advantage over a whole lot of people because, you know what I'm saying, you have a radio show every day, you know what I'm saying? So you have you're in a powerful position to really to play the game, and that's why, you know, I just like want to be right beside you in my little chair.
Okay, Otis. Okay,
like
so any more questions on Linksys, y'all, before we move forward to another business topic? I think it's great. If you don't, I'll just reiterate a few things that he said. If you don't have a website, but read up on Linksys first. Let me always say that first. But if you don't have a website, you can go to officelive.com and go ahead and get you a website so you can start building, you know, some pennies. All right? Does that sound good for everybody?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, because it's kind of easy because even with Linksys, they're not asking you to join for membership or money or what. What are they asking for?
They're not asking for anything. They're asking
for okay, no money. So this is good. This is lucrative because there's no
That's
fucking money. The initial investment is your time. That's all it is, which I always like. Okay, cool. The initial investment is your time. All right, anybody else have anything?
Well, I was saying that's something like ClickBank as well.
Yes, ClickBank, that's another merchant. That's a very good merchant because people
okay,
want to sell
Okay, let's talk about ClickBank because that's new to some of us.
Okay. ClickBank, you go ahead, brother, if you're familiar with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's even like the same thing where you could even sign up as a merchant or as you're saying, an advertiser or a seller, and you could have your product and other people will advertise more or less they advertising within niches. You could go advertise within niches or probably even certain different products. So now you specifically advertising these products hopefully to get clicks and the action, well, the turnover is that even some of the sales, you even get 50% of it on ClickBank. ClickBank has a high turnover at that.
Okay, so that's clickbank.com?
Yes.
Okay, what about Linkshare? Can you spell it? Can you give us the spelling for Linkshare?
Sure, it's linkshare.com. And, yeah, so, I mean, there's other ones too, but we can work with those two starting out. And
okay, now with ClickBank, is that Smoke that was talking to us?
Yeah.
Okay, what, how, are you on ClickBank now?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Okay, so may I ask both of you guys a question?
Yes, ma'am.
The same question, but one is Linkshare and one is ClickBank. What have, how has the money been so far? Honest question, seriously. I know it starts off small because it depends on how much time you put into this to get more money from it. So how has it been? Like, give us some numbers. Like, your first check, what was your first check look like? What did your first check look like?
Personally, to be honest, I haven't even been going hard on it right now.
Yeah, I understand. Have you got a check yet?
Yeah. Well, on ClickBank, you got to set, like, you can set your checks at $25, $50. I just did a $50 my first time, but I got it already. So I'm even going back.
Can y'all mute your phone? Because I can't hear shit.
They pay once a month. A Linkshare pays once a month after the 20th.
Okay, right. I'm asking the question. I still didn't get my answer. Your first check looked like what, Smoke?
I just went for $50.
Okay, $50. So it's legit.
Out.
All right, Linkshare, what was your first check like? Your first check?
My first check?
Mm-hmm.
Several hundreds. I've been in this
for a while.
So.
I didn't hear the answer.
About $700. I mean, I've been in this
good.
For a while.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, because you put in a lot of work. Because I see you a lot on the internet working. You be fucking working that fucking internet. And I like that about you. Every time. Because honestly, I go on Georgia Gossip just to see how much work you put in it. It's only for you. I swear to God. And I say, this brother is always working. So, yeah, it depends on the how much work you put in it. So, I understand, Smoke. Versus how much work you put in is what you actually, the amount that you're going to get out of anything.
Right.
It's the truth. So.
But it's like, like I said, like to accumulate $700, it's like you getting $7 per pop on a rush call application. That's just 100 applicants. That's
right. And let me
online.
Tell y'all something about the rush card right now. The rush card is in full effect now, so I think it is damn good. If you have a website, to go ahead and sign up with Linksys like yesterday.
Well, no, sorry to interrupt you. With the Rush card now, that's another merchant. You have to go to CJ.com. That's CommissionJunction.com, CJ.com. They have the Rush card over there.
Okay,
Linkshare has
Let's talk about what's in for us so we won't have so much bullshit logos, in a sense, on our page. But I know it's called CJ what?
CJ.com.
C, the letter C and the letter J.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because one thing I know that right now the rush card is booming. It's in full effect. So I think that we should, we as individuals should investigate the different clicks per page or whatever this shit is called to find out what's booming. And if we look at what's coming out in a minute, we got another holiday coming, which is February, like the holidays and shit. But Rush Card is booming right now.
Okay.
The Rush Card. So that's certainly a great logo to put on your site.
Right.
So
and
it's CJ.com. Okay.
Right. I did put something in on Georgia Gossip pertaining to the Rush Card. So if anybody want to get a Rush Card right now, you can go ahead and sign up. Before everybody get in there. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here for
competition.
But I
say before y'all even sign up with the Rush card, go to CJ.com first.
Yeah.
Because you can still get a percentage off of you, right? If I'm registered with CJ and then I get the Rush card, I get a percentage for signing my ass up.
For sure.
Okay. See, it makes goddamn sense, because don't get no fucking rush card if your ass ain't getting no money back.
Well, yeah, that too, but, I like to have that in the coffers as well.
I know that that makes you look good, but you know, for
but
the
we gotta all
good
look
leadership,
good,
so
yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
a little bit different. We go sell the rush card to everybody and then tell them to go to suchandsuch.com and
right.
get their rush card. But this shit here is for all of us to get paid.
Right, okay, no doubt. So that's what we're dealing with, equality, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, however many people is in attendance, all have the same opportunity, and we'll come together, have boardrooms. And then later on, perhaps maybe we can have investment clubs and stuff like that. You know, let's get it popping.
Okay, so we got clickbank.com, CJ.com. I'm hitting that shit up like yesterday.
Right.
Office Live for free websites if you do not have one. Any other suggestions with everybody who's mic open on the panel? Man, I really wish y'all would mute y'all goddamn phone, man. I don't know if y'all got that. I mean, I know every phone I buy, I make sure I have a mute button on it. That background is irritating. Anybody else want to add to it? Got any other ideas? No?
Ideas to what?
For lucrative business opportunities.
Oh, okay. I'm not too staunch in business.
Oh, here's another thing, too, because T on Tracks, right? Are you still with us? Tracks.
Yeah.
Okay. You have
yeah.
a website up now, right? Level Up Magazine blog. Is that you?
Correct. Levelupmagazine.com and blog.
Okay. Okay, let me go to .com. I'm on the blog. Uh-oh. Okay, tell us about that real quick.
Well, it's a magazine that me and my wife started in March 2008, targets towards up-and-coming artists and rappers. You know, I'm a Columbia College student that majored in music business, and this is what I came across as a music producer as well, so...
They telling me that the link is broken. Is it levelupmagazine.com?
It's level-upmagazine.com.
Okay, that's what I missed. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue.
So, yeah, it was a magazine that we started in March 2008, and right now we're relaunching for 2011, dedicated to underground artists and models, you know, where they can get, you know, where we support underground music. Basically, black underground music, actually.
Okay, so I'm on the site. Could you explain it? Because it says WordPress.com. Get your own WordPress.com.
I'm sending you a link right now, actually. I'm finna send you the link right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did
Level
that.
Up. Should be showing up.
I see it, but I. Oh, there it is. Okay, boom. I'm in. I'm in, Morpheus. Okay, Level Up Magazine. Relaunch Spring 2011. This is nice. Very nice site.
Yep.
2,000 hits already.
Yep. Me and my wife, my editor-in-chief, she's right here as well. Her name is
Hey,
Brenda.
Wife. How you
Hi.
Doing?
Good.
The editor-in-chief. I'm loving this.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, how long has this been up? I know y'all launched it, like, last week or two, right? Or am I late?
We just did our press release, yeah, about, like, a week and a half ago. And, you know, like my husband said, we started in 08, but in 08, you know, we really didn't have a focus on black entrepreneurs. So, you know, we kind of wanted to take this relaunch and support, like, all black entrepreneurs. We feature up-and-coming models. I mean, we have, you know, freelance writers, photographers, the whole nine. I mean, we just believe that the black underground culture is just so rich, but, you know, a lot of people just don't know about, you know, all these talented individuals. So we just wanted to bring that out. I mean, 2011, we in. We just got to get it in and do it. So.
Okay, incredible. So can I ask y'all a question? What is it that y'all need to make this thing move?
Wow.
We need artist submissions.
Yep. Model submissions. We need more advertising.
And more writers, too.
Right. Because it's just me and my husband right now. We do everything. We have, we work in the past, we worked with three photographers, and that was just it. It was just us.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of that, because I had a few questions. I'm writing this down. Artist submission, models, and what else? And writers.
Writers.
Photographers. I mean, just more talent, because we just don't talk about artists. I mean
okay,
you know,
wait. Okay, I'm with all that. Here's my next question is this. Now, with the artist submission, are you guys charging?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the fee for artist submission?
$25.
Okay, $25. Okay, what about models?
Same.
It's the same.
Okay, now what about writers? What are you guys paying writers?
Well, that's for more exposures for them, so it's freelance writers. So with the photographers and freelance writers, it's give them an opportunity to expose their creativity.
So they're just like interns or, you know, like contributors. We call them contributors.
Exactly.
And they're able to use any of the work that they, you know, submitted to Level Up Magazine. They're able to use that in their portfolios for more exposure. And, you know, that gives us more exposure as well.
So instead of writers, y'all need interns. You need people that actually improve for journalism.
Yeah,
because don't say writers and have somebody like, nigga, I ain't got that. You ain't finna write for nothing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That sounds sexy, yeah.
I mean, since
yeah.
We're all
okay, so y'all looking for interns. Okay. I'm just putting that down there. I'm writing it down. Now, with the artist page, okay, and you said it's $25. Okay, here's my question. Okay, now, do the artists get a half page, or quarter page, or a full page? What are they getting for $25?
Well, based on their market and based on, you know, their fan base, we decide on what type of article we're going to do for them. We might offer them an album review. We might want to do a full-page spread. We might want to do a one-page, you know, write-up about them. It just depends on how far they are out there, how many fans they have, and, you know, what kind of work they're putting in.
Yeah, we set up like a bracket where we evaluate the artists, you know, like the creative story or how much marketing they did behind them versus Twitter.
Like Reverb Nation is like a really awesome site, and you can go and see any artist. You know, you can see how many downloads they've had.
Exactly.
You
right.
can see how many albums they have. So, you know.
So y'all
really
investigate the artists before they.
Of course. Yeah. Because we want to hold our image as well, too.
Right. That's not saying that if they're just starting out that they don't have a place in Level Up Magazine. They do.
So let me ask you a question. If Lil Wayne wanted a page, would he be able to get it?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
We just talk about underground artists. You know, it's a lot of people that, you know, talk about mainstream music. But for those like huge, big-time artists, like let's say the Cool Kids wanted a write-up. We wouldn't charge the Cool Kids because they are... You know, they're still independent, but they're independent on a very large scale. So that would give us a lot of exposure to have the Cool Kids on our front cover. But that's about
okay. Well, let's say Cash Money has some artists that are not out yet. Now what? Can they get on it?
Oh yeah, that's great. Oh yeah.
Okay.
If they unsigned, of course, because you know we support the underground scene. We have to do our investigation as well on that too, you know.
Okay, so what is it that y'all are not automatically will not approve? People like Lil Wayne is out of the magazine, period.
I would say yes, because I mean our whole entire mission is for underground, so you know that would make us look like we're not, you know, sticking to our word as well, because we're featuring a big time artist that you can see on, you know, Hip Hop News Magazine or BET or, you know, any major magazine. So for right now,
okay. So let me talk about advertising.
But there's a lot.
What about
there's
advertising?
A lot of major artists that's going independent now.
Yep,
that's true.
Right. That's very true. So what about those? What about Nikki leaves Cash Money and wants to go independent? Now what?
I don't know. That's something that me and my partner would have to discuss. But, you know, for right now, as long as they're unsigned or they're going independent, then they do have a place to level up. So.
Okay. All right. My next question is advertising. How does that work? If somebody wants to advertise, are we only advertising independent artists? We can't advertise the new iPhone or what?
No. We are advertising black businesses only, independent black businesses. But you know
okay.
what?
Well, what if it's somebody like Globus, like Chief God Company, but yet Globus advertised for Rush Car and all those other places?
Well, that would be something that we would definitely support as well. I mean, it's just not – since we started out in Chicago, you know, like that was just the beginning. But I know that with, you know, everyone learning about Level Up, it's going to definitely spread. So we're not going to discriminate because it's a black-owned business, but it's, you know, more, it has more advertising and it's more well-known.
So your answer to that is yes or no? Because I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. So you would advertise Globus if Chief Guy comes to you and say, I want a half a page ad of my company, yet I'm pushing Foot Locker.
But he's the owner of that company.
I mean, that's his own business. Exactly. Even though he's, you know, marketing Foot Locker.
Right.
Still...
So the answer is yes?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so but is not Cash Money black owned?
Cash Money is black owned, yes.
So why can't Cash Money advertise is what I'm asking.
I mean, we're starting on the independent scale right now, so that would be a reason why Cash Money wouldn't be.
Are you saying that if he started his own independent record label for independent artists, or I don't know.
We're talking about business advertising
record
now.
Label
Chief,
and Young Money is an
excuse me,
record
wait.
Label.
We're talking
is,
about business
is,
advertising. So if somebody owns their own business, black-owned business, such as Globus International, Chief God Company, or Cash Money for advertising in the paper, would y'all let Cash Money advertise in the paper is what I'm asking.
No.
So what's the difference between black-owned nobody and black-owned somebody advertising? Is the difference, huh?
Right. I think that the black-owned nobodies are the ones who we really need to focus on because Cash Money already has, they already have their market and they're very well-known, but you might have somebody like your boy who has this Globus and everything like that, and nobody knows about him. I mean, those are the people that we really want to talk about and focus on first.
Right, because it's true. Like they already
but look at this. You need that money, don't you?
But it's not just about the money. It's about providing a resource
right.
for the community.
So if it's not about, okay, good. So how much is advertising?
Well, we have different advertising rates.
And you can email us that for that information.
Why we can't talk about it now?
Yeah.
Because like most advertisers do, we have to see, you know, what kind of marketing program that you have versus, you know.
We gotta know what outlet you're going out to.
Really? I can call right now and ask how much it is for advertisement at a company. They'll give me the prices right then. They wouldn't say email.
That's cool. I mean, we can tell you. Let's just give us a couple
okay,
of
yeah,
minutes.
If there's different plans, give me the least expensive plan. I'm one of those people. I always like to hear the least expensive.
But right now we're doing business cards ads for $25.
And the business card ad is, you know, it's the size of a business card, and it will be, it looks like a business card. And that's
okay, yeah,
ad.
I know. I'm familiar with the small business card ads. I paid a lot of those. I bought a lot of paid.
Oh,
advertisement using the business part because this shit is cheaper as shit. Okay, and the most expensive advertisement, how much is that?
The most expensive advertisement would be
$150 for a full page.
Okay.
And the unique thing that we do is if you don't have an image that represents your company, you can actually let us know and we will find an image to use for your advertisement, and it's copyrighted and it's protected and everything, but we'll actually create your ad for you if you don't have one.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Can I say something real quick? And I'm just want to help. I don't want to add to take away from Level Up, and I know what y'all serious about, y'all thing. And I just want to ask if I can just add something.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. What I want to add to, and I think Soap was saying it, but I interrupted him, is this. Betty, I give you an example. Let me just come straight. At the end of the day, when we talk business, we talk business. All right, when you are in business, I know that y'all have a certain demographic that y'all are only interested in. These are the business that actually suffers. Because it gets nowhere. Because they're only one-sided in, on their business. They're not balanced. Do you understand what I'm saying? From my questions that I asked and the answers that I was given, it showed that the business will suffer. It's not going to go anywhere unless y'all stay balanced. You can't stand on one leg without the other leg. So, and it shows what is called, you know, contradictory. Or in a sense where we're only interested in black business, but we're not going to advertise Cash Money, but we'll advertise this one. You understand? First of all, if it's not about the money, as it is said on record, that it's not about the money, then the small business should get free advertisement while Cash Money can afford $150. Mm-hmm. If it's not about the money. But if it is, then we stand on the square when we're talking about money because business is business. And if you're in the business to make money, then you are a corporation. If you're in the business to get money from other people and throw it out the door and use it for a tax write-off, it's called a nonprofit corporation. So, but y'all are for-profit. So if you're for-profit, stand on that principle. It's all about profit. It's all about profit. You got to think profit. You can't be the savior to the underground artist, and then at the end of the day, your Level Up magazine goes nowhere because you're trying to save independent artists and also black entrepreneurs, but only a certain kind of black entrepreneurs. It shows that you're being discriminative. And listen, if you're in business in the United States, discrimination is a lawsuit.
Okay.
So remember that. So if Cash Money calls, you have to honor that because then you'll be discriminating. You're no different than the racist crackers.
Okay, I feel you. I understand.
So
okay.
You don't want to discriminate.
So what about, I just had a question for you, Don, because I really do respect a lot of things that you say. And, you know, my husband listens to your radio show. And when I get off work, I listen to it as well. I just wanted to know, what if we wanted to put an ad in Vibe magazine or, you know, any of the big top black magazines and they don't want to, you know, put an ad in their magazine from, like, a small company? Would they be discriminating?
They will. You just got to pay the money that they're asking. So they establish themselves.
So they would accept anybody. It doesn't matter. So.
Oh, of course. I mean, shit. I mean, yeah. And before we even say, yeah, call Vibe and ask them how much it is for the least expensive advertisement for their paper. Mind you, Vibe started off just how y'all are starting. It was affordable for black businesses to advertise. Now they became so much, and that's why I love to be with a company that's ground floor. That's why I'm going to stay y'all friend. I don't give a damn if y'all having tea and cocktail for the lunch party in Chicago on Tuesday. I'm going to be there because I like to be friends. Because you never know, once you take off, it's a whole nother ball game. But if I'm with you at the very beginning, I still get my free advertisement. You feel me? I still get my price. But once y'all take off, we're not even going to know you anymore. You know what I'm saying? And your prices will be considered ridiculous because it has to be. Because now, because you move more. I mean, especially if you're going to do paper. Are y'all going to print in paper too?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, and then you have a bigger staff, so of course your advertisement dollars or your advertisement prices got to be Gigangela because you got a staff. You got families to feed now that works for you.
Right, right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's why. That's why their prices are started where yours were and ended the price of a goddamn car note or a house payment.
Right. I mean, you know, when I think about Level Up, I just think about, you know, those company, those black owned companies that are big like Jet Magazine, you know, how they started out. You know, Ebony
right.
Magazine, all those magazines, how they started out small and now, you know, it's like, wow, they're huge. Huge,
yeah,
black
and they all started out with that one leg until they realized they needed two to stand on. When
yeah,
Essence and Jet started off,
they
said, listen, this is only for black. This is only for black. We ain't fucking with nobody that ain't motherfucking black. Jet black, goddammit, Jet black. This thing, you know, they realized, wait a minute, we got to get some of these crackers in this motherfucker. They want to pay.
But, you know, we tried. We did have, you know, when we first started out, we had a mixture of all genres of music, and it just seems like that didn't work out for the image, and we just feel better that we're working with our own. I mean, we just feel like it's time for us to have something that we can call our own.
Let me say this, okay? Underground artists is underground artists. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, Chinese, Japanese, or American. Business is business, sweetheart. You are not in it to, you're not, let me tell you something. You fuck around and think about niggas all day long, again, your shit will fold, okay? I'm putting it on the record. I mean, it's good. It's a great principle. Even, you know, I mean, it's great, and I have to say that. But at the end, I'm not saying that niggas will make your shit fold. It's the fact that you're only standing on one leg. When we're talking about business, you stand on two legs. When we're talking about principles and our character and our creed, fine, stand on one leg all day goddamn long if you like and do it. But I'm telling you, it's just not going to fucking work. It's not going to work because we need all to contribute when it comes to business. I own a business, nothing but black statues in this motherfucker and black pictures, but Caucasians buy. I would not say I opened this store for Nawabians when I know not a Nawabian comes through this bitch.
Right.
So you have to stand on two legs with business. You think one-sided in this shit, you're going to fall.
So can you restate what you think we should consider?
Consider standing on two legs. We're level up. You follow me?
Yeah.
Because, one, you want to take it where all of the – first of all, in a sense, we can say that we're tired of Vibe, we're tired of Source, we're tired of Ebony, we're tired of Jet, we're tired of certain these, a lot of these magazines. We, meaning, let's say, the independent artist, because the independent artist is not getting a fair share, okay? They're not really getting a fair share. But there are people – who have magazines, and they do cater to independent artists, and they're featured on their front page, they're featured in the center of their magazine, yet they still have Caucasians, they still have different businesses, whether it's major or minor businesses, advertising. The key to this is advertising. You're not going to be able to be happy, you're not going to smile, you're not going to turn your intern into an employee unless these motherfuckers are, unless y'all getting advertisement money, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's the only way y'all going to be able to feed these families that's going to work for you, your photographer, your writers, your staff, your fucking janitor that empties the trash can.
Right.
So you need advertisement dollars.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So stand on both legs with advertisement. When it comes to indie artists, yes, it's about indie. All day long. That was the basis. That's still the basis or the foundation of Level Up. The thing, the difference between Level Up and, let's say, Level Down magazine is that these independent artists, like I tell Soap every fucking day, that they feel good to be featured in Level Up if there is a Lil Wayne next to them on the page.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If it is a Nicki Minaj, if it is a Lady Gaga, you follow what I'm saying? They feel better to know that they're right next to these motherfuckers than nowhere.
Well, underground is mainstream.
Huh?
So what, underground is mainstream. I think we found our new mentor.
Seriously.
That's how you do it, man. I'm just, it's real simple. This is how you know, successful business is passed down from children to children, from generation to generation.
Right.
It's because it's so successful now that you got to pass it down. If it's unsuccessful, this shit fold and your babies start with trying to figure out whether or not they're going to go to school to be a doctor or a rapper.
Right, right.
Because entrepreneurship never worked in their family. So, yeah, stand on two legs, please. Whatever y'all do, please stand on two legs. So you can feature, your feature is always the indie artist, like you said, launch parties, album release parties, and all that type of shit. Perfect. I think it's great.
Okay.
I think it's great. And then let me say something, too. None of these people, like Cash Money, Grand Hustle, Def Jams, and I'm leaving Bad Boy out because I don't know them yet. But these people are reachable, you know, and they
right.
and it's nothing to them just to cut a check, a $25 check, and put Grand Hustle is just sitting right there,
right.
In the paper when they open it up. It's nothing. It's nothing for them. But $25 for an indie, shit, is a lot. $150 for an indie is a lot.
Right. That's true.
It is true.
Really
yeah, and remember, the way that y'all become successful is the way that all the other entrepreneur in business become successful is that, seriously, you give away ads.
Right, right. And
you
we
give
have
away
that.
Ads. You give away.
Right.
Give Grand Hustle an ad. Give Cash Money an ad. Give Hollywood Records an ad. Give Jive Records an ad. Because the point of underground artists is that, do you honestly believe that they want to stay underground? Do you honestly believe that they want to be independent? No, these niggas want a deal too. They want a deal. I don't give a fuck how many times I talk to indie artists. Well, underground artists, they're like, I don't want no fucking record deal. I don't want none of these motherfuckers. It's the Bullet. It's the Illuminati. Bullshit. Let a motherfucking multi-million-dollar budget advancement sit right in their fucking lap. They will take it.
Right.
So that's bullshit.
Done.
They just saying that shit now because really, you know.
Ain't nobody listening to them.
Yeah, because ain't nobody listening to that shit. You know. But, and if you work with IndieHeat.com, who is Soap, IndieHeat, this is Level Up Magazine, Level Up Magazine, this is IndieHeat.com. He has all the underground independent artists. Go to IndieHeat.com,
okay.
I-N-D-I, wait, I'll put it in the chat room if y'all still up.
Okay,
I don't have a chat room anymore.
They can hit it from
no,
the block.
No, we're here.
Okay, yeah, if you go to IndieHeat and check out all the episodes that's going on. Those are independent artists worldwide. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Those are their videos.
Okay.
They're worldwide.
Well, we'll definitely go. It's IndieHeat.com.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, you know, he has the access to them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I have a lot of independent artists as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
I have
I mean,
an independent label. I have a record label.
You?
Yes.
You didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we're checking out IndieHeat.com right now.
Do all of you, like, work with reggae artists?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Reggae artists.
Don,
oh,
Nicole,
yeah.
You,
I mean,
you, know, you have reggae artists? Because I see, like, in the Atlantic Market and stuff, I see, you know, that didn't take off. Another question for you guys in the magazine. Do you discriminate in terms of, like, the type of content that the artist might present? Like, it might be, like, street hardcore. You don't want hardcore stuff?
Yeah, if it ain't radio edit, because, see, if you can't take
your
music
to
a radio,
magazine,
how you gonna
react? Not you. So he's asking them, right? You're asking Level Up, right?
Right.
Well, whoever. Yeah, well, Level Up, yeah.
Right, because, I mean, we can't hear explicit lyrics reading a magazine.
Right. So.
Right. But on
so the question is, would you feature an artist if they're gangster rap and if they're underground gangster rap?
I mean, the underground is raw, so we really can't discriminate. And we actually had to talk about this the other night. You know, what are we going to censor, you know, with this relaunch, what are we going to do? But, I mean, like my husband said, the underground is raw. So, I mean, you really can't do that because then you're going to have, you know, people not submitting music to you. I mean, the radio right now is really not as edited. I mean, we can download any track we want to online, so we really can't discriminate with the
The thing about that is, like, for Indie Heat, like, if I have a raw artist come to me, I don't have no problem with advertising him. The thing about it is, if they got material that wants to get out there, they need to bring me clean material, because if they're expecting to be on the radio, then how they expect to be on the radio bringing the hardcore stuff? They know they're not going to get on the radio like that, and every underground artist wants to be on the radio and be heard by everybody. You feel me?
Yeah, even I tell underground or independent artists, you know, send me a clean version, and I cuss all day long on my show. But it's for a reason. Why? Because I want to get them conditioned to always have a radio version. You know, you always got to have that. That's part of it. You got to have a radio version.
Right, right.
You know, and I got some that say they don't, you know. Then they have to go back to the drawing board.
Right.
You know, but as far as magazine, because yours is a magazine, IndieHeat.com is a video magazine. It's real nice, too.
Okay.
Episodes come out once a week. As a matter of fact, what's the day, Wednesday?
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay, it comes out every Wednesday, a new episode.
And we have a link to that, so we can go in there.
Yeah, I put it in there. Oh, somebody already put it in there. They left the WWW out, but I don't know if that matters. Navi put it in there. Thanks, Navi. Look at that.
Where is it?
Navi off the chain. Okay, so, it don't matter? Good. Okay. Yeah, so check out IndieHeat.com.
Yeah, we on there.
So the answer to his question would be no, it doesn't matter whether it's gangster or what or whatever.
Right, but you know, we do put music on our website, so then that would have to be a radio version.
Okay.
Right.
Well, these artists, they've been on the radio as well, so they are familiar that, you know, and you know, they're making some headway. But, you know, yet to reach that bigger market. But they have a strong following, a strong backing, and we have the momentum. So it's looking real good.
Now, let me explain how it works, okay? Because remember, y'all, okay, I know when you have Level Up, only y'all know about it. So you have to brand Level Up. Nobody knows you exist, so you have to make contact now.
Okay.
Okay, y'all with me, Tion and British? That's your name, right, British?
Yeah.
I love that name. That shit fly as hell. Okay, I should have thought of that shit.
Thank you.
I like that, British. As a matter of fact, okay, anyway, that don't matter. I was about to tell you some names I thought of. Okay, stay focused. Okay, so nobody knows y'all exist, so y'all have to reach out, okay? Now, what I tell everybody is that you get into the world of magazine. The world of magazines is launch parties. If you network with people who own their own magazines, don't give a damn if it's Sister to Sister or Jet or Ebony. It doesn't fucking matter, but you got to start being there. Y'all are also press. You feel me? And with press or / media, you get in where most people will have to pay from the front door. You get a free pass in. So y'all have to start to attend these events. You feel me? Y'all ain't going nowhere with just artists and just advertisement. You got to go somewhere when you're in the building. You feel me? And y'all are covering certain events that's already out. I don't give a damn if it's an R. Kelly concert. Y'all job is to make sure that y'all names are at the door for Level Up to be presented the press pass to get in it. If it's a hair convention, see, mind you, Level Up, I know, is standing on independent artists or underground artists, but mind you, you are a magazine. That should say magazine. It doesn't say Level Up Independent Artist Magazine. It says Level Up Magazine.
Right.
So think magazine. When you think the world of magazine, you got to be.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.